Minor league baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion, Boston Red Sox. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Swing and a sky-high fly ball, deep left field, and it is gone!
Every pitch.
0-1-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 6.
Every hit.
Can Jones be the hero? He can! Line through the left side for a base hit! In to score Waddell!
Every moment.
7-7 game, the 2-1. Here's a swing and a fly ball. Deep right center field. It is gone! For the second time tonight, the Red Sox with a grand slam!
On MILB TV and MILB.com, this is Salem Red Sox Baseball. It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now, let's head out to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
And with that, we say welcome. High above Carilion Clinic Field here at Salem Memorial Ballpark on a scorching Sunday afternoon, the Red Sox are on the air. Hi, everybody. Giovanni Heater joined alongside the best partner a guy could ask for, Carter Hill. And Carter, the Red Sox come in red hot in these scorching hot temperatures. It's about 95 degrees yes. out there on the field here in Salem, but this team's hot as well. They're 2-0 in the second half. They've won 4 of 5 games so far this week, looking to make it a 5th out of 6 with a Sunday matinee victory this afternoon.
It's been a good week for the Salem Red Sox. They've now won 3 in a row, and last night's was maybe one of the grittier wins we've seen here at home this season, a 6-5 victory for the Red Sox over the Green Jackets. And you look at kind of how that game transpired. The Red Sox fell down early 1-0. They tie it up in the bottom of the second. You then fall behind 4-1, and then you just kind of chip away. Marvin Alcantara, who has been red hot for the Red Sox as of late, a 2-run single down the right field line makes it 4-3. And then Dezan Zenitzello, the 8th best prospect in the system, he comes up to the plate, and he blasts his 4th homer of the season to give Salem a 5-4 lead. And although Augusta would immediately tie it up in the top of the 7th, again, they just kind of battled late. You go to the bottom of the 8th, and, you know, some nice ABs for Salem as a whole. You look at really the start of things, a ground out, but then Danny McKelvey, an infield single. Big out, Albert Bailey's hit by a pitch. Stanley Tucker, a strikeout, and then Nizan Zenitzello works a walk. Well, then steps up Antonio Anderson, and the plate discipline in this AB was ridiculous. It was a 10-pitch at-bat, works a walk, and the Red Sox have the 6-5 lead, and then Trenor O'Donnell is dynamic. Shut the door for the Salem Red Sox. Struck out 6 guys in 4 innings pitched, and, you know, it's funny. We were actually talking to Nizan Zenitzello after the game. Nizan actually bet him that, hey, if you strike out the side in the top of the 9th, I'll give you $100. Crazy. And guess what? Trenor O'Donnell struck out the side, and the Red Sox win. So, all around, a great victory for the Salem Red Sox, and you feel good coming into this Sunday afternoon.
It's crazy. I couldn't believe Nizan had told us that, and we had no choice but to put it out on the air because he said it in our post-game interview as our player of the game. I guess you got a little bit of extra free money, though, when you got a signing bonus like that second-round pick.
Yes, yes, you do. Absolutely. 1.3 over slot. Works out pretty well for Nizan Zenitzello. So
a little bit of fun money in the clubhouse.
Exactly. Competitive advantage, right? Hey. It makes everybody better. And so I'm glad they did it. I was surprised he said that in the interview. I wouldn't have said this if he didn't say it on air, but he did say it in the interview. So
Trenor O'Donnell, $100.
This is not college baseball. College baseball would be a totally different story.
True. Well, totally with NIL story. Now. Regardless,
you're
not supposed to wager. But, you know, Michael Jordan would bet on his golf game with other major athletes. So
Michael Jordan was the GOAT.
Oh, I think Nizan Zenitzello is the second cup.
Yeah, there you go.
maybe so. Regardless, it's the Red Sox and the Augusta Green Jackets. It's game 3 of the second half here in Salem. And Carter, to start 2-0 and to do it the way they did it, right? A big-time win, a blowout win 10-4 two nights back. And then to be resilient, have that gritty win, a come-from-behind victory last night. I mean, we talked about it. We set the table all week long. Hey, we think this team has a chance to compete in the second half. Well, now it's come to fruition, and they put it on display out on the field.
Yeah, they absolutely have. And just getting hits at timely times. And defensively, yes, there's been a couple errors, but for the most part, they've been fairly solid across the board. We've seen Braylon Encarnacion make some sparkling plays at the hot corner down in third. And oh, by the way, he's back there today. Obviously, Nellie Taylor Jr., what he's doing out in center field is special. In the week that Willie Mays passes away, it's so, so fitting to see him do what he's doing out here in Salem. And then you look across the board even further. Marvin Alcantara made a nice diving play, kind of shifting to his right yesterday in the four hole. At first as well, we're seeing Brooks Brandon get some opportunities there. Albert Feliz, and they've had a nice week too for the Salem Red Sox. So, you know, overall, it's one of those things where we talked about hitting's contagious. Well, winning baseball is contagious. If you're doing well at the plate, you're going to bring that out to the field. And defensively, the Red Sox are in a couple areas here and there, have been fairly sharp throughout the week. So you couldn't have scripted a better start for Salem here in the second half. You're 2-0 and an opportunity today to take 5 of 6 at home for the first time this season and only for the second time all year long. And if you do that, you've started 3-0 in the second half of play. So the vibes are good here in Southwest Virginia.
Vibes could not be higher. The temperatures could not be hotter. And we're ready for game 6 out of 6 between the Green Jackets and your Salem Red Sox. Well, it was kind of bizarre, Carter, but the way that we broke this series into two separate, really three-game mini-series, first half of the week, second half of the week, due to the second half of the season starting on Friday, we didn't really get a chance to say that this was the first time the Red Sox sealed a six-game set with a game still left in their back pocket to be played on Sunday. There's something to be said for that here at home.
And again, they've only won 5 of 6 once this year. So to do this to start the second half would be huge momentum-wise going forward. And also a small little nugget that is worth just kind of mentioning. The Red Sox, after starting 1-9 at home this season, are now 16-16 at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Been a lot more winning here in their home park. And now they've won 3 straight series, and again, just kind of shows that everything is clicking at the right time for the Salem Sox.
Not part of it. 6-0 on Thursday nights after another Beer Mongers victory earlier this week against Augusta. He's Carter Hill. I'm Giovanni Heater. We're just about 12 minutes away from first pitch here in Salem. We'll step aside. Back in 2 minutes, we continue to get you set and ready for this Sunday matinee here in Salem. You're listening to Red Sox baseball all season long right here on MILB TV. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who Liam Carroll penciled in for today's starting nine. For today's injury report and starting lineup, here's Giovanni and Carter.
It's a hot Sunday afternoon here in Salem, but we're ready for game number 6 in a 6-game set between the visiting Augusta Green Jackets and your Salem Red Sox. Good time to tell you that today's game brought to you in part by Freedom Plasma. Donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy, and you're helping save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch, believe it or not, Carlos, 60-inch flat-screen televisions.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Ave Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064. Again, that's freedomplasma.com or call 540-767-0064. Red Sox and Green Jackets, game number 6 of a 6-game set. The Sox have already clinched this series, winning 4 out of 5 thus far this week. Looking to make it 5 out of 6, and they start 2-0. In the second half of the 2024 campaign. Time for tonight's starting lineups. First for the visiting Augusta Green Jackets. Take it away, Carter.
Well, here is the starting nine for the visiting Augusta Green Jackets, who come in at 27-40 on the season and penciled in by second-year manager Winston Sawyer. Leading off is the center fielder and the 22nd-best prospect in the Atlanta Braves organization, Isaiah Drake, back in there today after an off day a couple days ago. Was back in there yesterday as well, I should say, with two singles. In the two-hole is the third baseman, Luis Sanchez. He slid around quite a bit throughout the series, playing some second base, playing some short, and now at the hot corner. Wilmer Dung, the hottest-hitting first baseman, hottest-hitting hitter, really, on this Green Jackets team, plays first for Augusta and hits in the three-hole. So 1-2-3, it goes Drake, Sanchez, and Verdung. In the cleanup spot, the second baseman, Cam McGee. And in the five hole, it's the designated hitter, Jeremy Celedonio. The right fielder, Noah Williams, will bat six. So 4-5-6, it goes McGee, Celedonio, and Williams. And behind the plate in the seven hole is the catcher, Harry Owen. Laker Figueroa is the shortstop. He hits eighth, and Robert Gonzalez plays left and will bat ninth. 7-8-9, it goes Owen, Figueroa, and Gonzalez. 1-9, Drake, Sanchez, Verdung, McGee, Celedonio, Williams, Owen, Figueroa, and Gonzalez. Gabe Keeler is on the bump for Augusta. Man, oh man, is he a good one. 8th best prospect in the Braves organization. Former second round pick a season ago out of Campbell, and originally from Matthews, North Carolina, just outside of Charlotte. Comes in with a 3-5 record, a 2.60 ERA. This is appearance and start number 11. 45 innings pitched, 39 strikeouts to 19 walks. So a good one on the bump for Augusta facing off against a solid Salem Red Sox lineup, Mr. Hader.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We go ahead and take a look at tonight's Salem Red Sox order. Penciled in by second-year manager Liam Carroll. Top of the order, the designated hitter this afternoon, Nizan Zanatello. And he's broken out of a slump in quite fashion last couple of days, including a two-run homer yesterday that propelled the Red Sox to a 6-5 victory. He was last night's player of the game, and that was a big reason as to why. He gets a half day's rest, and he's your DH. Antonio Anderson, 18th best prospect in the organization. He fills Nizan's spot, moves from third over to short, and plays in the six hole. He bats second. Brooks Brannon, the catcher behind the dish, he bats third, 21st best prospect in the organization, coming off of a day's rest yesterday. Nelly Taylor Jr. out in right field today. Typically has played center field this week. He's out in right. He bats cleanup. Fraley Encarnacion back in the hot corner. He plays at third, batting fifth. Marvin Alcantara, the second baseman, he bats sixth. He's coming off of a 3-for-4 outing. He's 6-for-15 in the series. He's batting .323 in the month of May. He's been the most dynamic twig for the Red Sox as of late. He bats sixth. Nathaniel Uten, the left fielder, ready to bat seventh. Stanley Tucker, he gets an opportunity moving from left to center tonight. He bats eighth. And Juan Montero in the mix for the second time this week. He plays first base. Your pitcher on the hill, Matt Duffy, for the Red Sox. He was your opening day starter in 2024, and here he is on a Sunday afternoon in Salem. One more time through with Zanatello, Anderson, Brannon, Taylor Jr., Encarnacion, Alcantara, Uten, Tucker, and Montero. Carter, let's go ahead and take a look at those standings thus far in 2024 in the Carolina League, in the North, the South. It doesn't quite look the same as it did in the first half, but we're only two games deep.
Yeah, we are only two games deep. You look at the North Division, four teams are 2-0. The Mudcats, the DeMarva Shorebirds, how about them? The Fredericksburg Nationals, who we'll see here in Salem next week, and the Salem Red Sox. And then at the bottom of the division, again, still just two games in, so very, very early. The Lynchburg Hillcats are 1-1, a game back of first, and then the Downeast Wood Ducks are still winless at 0-2. They are two back of first in the second half of play. Then in the South Division, you got Kannapolis, Charleston, and Myrtle Beach. They're all 1-1, and then a game back at 0-2, Columbia, Fayetteville, and, of course, the Augusta Green Jackets. Again, Kannapolis, they won the first half of play in the Carolina League South. The Mudcats were winners in the North. So those will be two of the four teams in the postseason. Now we'll see what happens in the second half of play. But we've said it every single day. It feels like the Red Sox certainly will be a factor in the division in the second half. So excited to see what Salem does. And then, you know, on the flip side in the South, of course, it really depends on how much rosters change in the next few weeks, what happens after the draft. The Cannonballers, they ran away with the first half, but, you know, the Columbia Fireflies, even though they're 0-2 to start, I think they're a team to be reckoned with in that division. Same with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, should all things get going for them. In the North, Salem's there. I think down East, they have a pretty good roster. They can get going on that side of things, too. Same with the Lynchburg Hillcats. Although, it seems like it's almost time for a lot of those. Remember, Lynchburg came in here at three of the top eight prospects, four of the top 11 in the Cleveland Guardians organization. Now, Angel Hanau has since moved up, but Rafi Velasquez and Jason Chirillo, they're all still in Lynchburg. I would imagine sometime soon they'll get the call up to High A Lake County, who also, by the way, won the first half in their division in High A. But for now, I mean, there's still a lot of talent on that roster. So it should be an interesting second half as a whole.
Interesting second half on tap indeed. It's the Red Sox and the Augusta Green Jackets. Game number six of a six-game set this week on a Sunday here in Salem. Carter, this series started with a day game. It ends with a day game, 11 a.m. on Tuesday. And just to kind of recap everything for everybody, the Sox have been dominant all week long. They've won four or five thus far.
Yes, they absolutely have. Going back to Tuesday, a 2-1 victory for the Red Sox over the Augusta Green Jackets. Antonio Anderson, a walk-off broken bat single into left center in a game that feels like it was an eternity ago at 11 a.m. for Education Day. Then on Wednesday, you lose that one 2-0. You only record one base runner the whole game, Marvin Alcantara's fifth inning single. But then you turn back around, and you've run off three in a row, winning on Thursday 7-1, winning on Friday 10-4, and then last night winning 6-5. And again, the bats have just gotten going. Back on Friday, you had five guys with multi-hit games. And then yesterday, you got timely hitting from Marvin Alcantara and Zion Zenitello, so on and so forth. So, again, the Red Sox are pointing all the signs in the direction of a winning ball club right now, and those are big reasons why. So, this is, in a weird way, kind of a big one today, because if the Red Sox can win tonight, or today, rather, not only have they taken 5-6 over the Green Jackets, again, they started 3-0 in the second half of play, and you have all sorts of momentum coming back here next week. This is the only two-week stretch all year long in which you're home back-to-back weeks.
Right.
The Fredericksburg Nationals are coming in town, and you've been playing good baseball at home. It sets up very nicely for Salem this week, for sure.
No doubt about it. All right, we're just about 5 minutes away from first pitch here in Salem. A big one on tap for you. The Red Sox looking to make it 5-6 and start 3-0 in the second half of 2024. He's Carter Hill. I'm Giovanni Heater. Back in 2 minutes. First pitch is upon us. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. For the call of today's game, here's Giovanna Heater and Carter Hill.
We're ready to roll on a steamy Sunday here in Salem. It's game six of a six-game set between the Augusta Green Jackets and your Salem Red Sox. Sox trying to make it 3-0 in the second half of 2024, and they're trying to win their fifth out of six games this week against Augusta. First pitch is upon us, and ready to take us through the first stretch of play-by-play. My partner, Mr. Carter Hill.
Well, thank you, Mr. Giovanni Heater. Appreciate you there. Man, what a gorgeous Sunday afternoon for baseball in Salem. It's hot.
It's hot.
It is very hot. I want to preface it with that, at currently 92 degrees here in Southwest VA. Not as bad as yesterday, but still a warm one here in Salem. The Red Sox looking to win 5 of 6 for just the second time this season. First time at home. They've already won their third consecutive series for the first time this year. And the Green Jackets will try and fend them off at 27-40. Oh, and soon with the second half of play in the Carolina League South. Trying to secure the 5-6 series victory for the Salem Sox. Matt Duffy toes the rubber for Salem. Former fourth-round pick a season ago out of Canisius by the Boston Red Sox in 2023, and a native of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. This is start number 12 on the year for him. 1-3, a 3.99 ERA, 47 and a third innings pitched. He's got 42 strikeouts to overall this year. Again, he's been fairly sharp, 13 walks. So Duffy, the opening day starter for the Red Sox, toes the rubber on this Sunday afternoon. 1-2-3, top of the order for Augusta to lead us off. Isaiah Drake, Luis Sanchez, and Wilbur Dunn. The Red Sox coming off of a 6-5 gritty win last night and trying to continue the momentum today by winning their fourth straight. Again, a picture-perfect day for baseball here in Salem as Isaiah Drake will step in from the left side, the 22nd-best prospect in the Atlanta Braves organization, against the right-hander Matt Duffy. Duffy is ready, Drake is ready, and on a Sunday afternoon, let's do it here in Salem as he winds and fires, and the first pitch misses low and inside, with the count starting at 1-0. First pitch, 3:07 p.m. Eastern Time. Here in Salem. One ball, no strikes from the belt as he kicks and deals. He swings and tips it foul, third base side. Evens up the count at 1-1. 1-9 for Augusta. Isaiah Drake, Luis Sanchez, Wilbur Dunn. 4-6, Cam McGee, Jeremy Celedonio, Noah Williams. Then Harry Owen, Laker Figueroa, Robert Gonzalez. 1-1, he swings and pops it up foul, third base side. Moves the count to 1-2. The Red Sox in their home whites today with the red lettering, numbering on the backside as well. Simeone's is the Boston Red Sox's. 1-2, he swings, ropes it into straightaway center, moving in as Tucker, and it's down for a base hit. Momentarily dancing away. Still, though, a leadoff single for Isaiah Drake. First hit of the game. Here the first for Augusta.
Second leadoff knock he's had this week. Take you back to a first pitch double down the left field line. Part of the lone win this week for Augusta. A 2-1 final score on Wednesday in favor of the Green Jackets. And Isaiah Drake was the one that set the table with a leadoff knock on Wednesday.
Brings up Luis Sanchez. Third baseman steps in from the right-handed batter's box. First pitch from the stretch as he kicks and deals. He swings and knifes it foul, first base side. No balls and one strike. So, yeah, the Red Sox in their home whites. Same as the Boston Red Sox home unis. The only difference, the S on the hat rather than the B. The Green Jackets in their Road Graves for the third time this week. 0-1 from the bump, and he swings and tips it foul.
Used to be back in the day, the starting pitcher got to pick the attire. Nowadays, I think Liam picks it.
Yeah, we'll have to get the story on that sometime soon.
It used to be. That's how a lot of colleges do it as well,
yes.
Starting pitcher.
They're out of first. It's not in time. Diving back in head first, Isaiah Drake.
In fact, I remember a road game earlier this year, Virginia Tech on the road at Virginia, in a situation where they weren't sure if they were going to get the Saturday game in with projected rain. End of the season, you're trying to put everything you have at this Friday game. First, I'll let you get the pitch.
0-2 to Luis Sanchez. He kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. He got him strike three. First on the day for Duffy, and there's one down for Wilbur Duff.
So Tech was trying to, you know, throw everything they had, throw the kitchen sink at this must-win game, so to speak, and they throw their typical Sunday starter on Friday, but technically more like a Saturday. The whole series was moved back a day with it being the end of the season of the ACC tournament coming, and they switched uniforms because of it.
Yeah.
They wore the road blacks a day earlier and switched it up because that pitcher always pitches with that attire.
Brooks Brannon's going to come out and have a conversation with Matt Duffy as Verdung, who's sitting 234 but over 300 in the month of June, steps in from the right side. Homer and 20 ribbies for the Green Jackets starting first baseman.
What is your favorite look for the Salem Sox?
I like the all-whites.
You like the all-whites?
I do, quite a bit.
I mean, it is very Boston-esque.
You see four separate unis throughout the week here in Salem. First pitch, misses low and away, and the count starts at 1-0. You got the home whites, the home reds, if you will, with Red Sox across the chest,
sure.
And then the navy blues with Salem across the chest rather than Boston. And then, of course, on Beermonger's night, the Salem Beermongers.
Those are nice.
1-0. Misses high and away on the fastball. Two balls and no strikes.
I think my favorite is the navy blue.
Okay. Not a bad pick. Again, three of the four are literally Boston Red Sox unis. Mm-hmm. Emulated down here in single A. Two balls, no strikes. And he curls and unfurls. Misses low and away. Three balls and no strikes.
The one thing Boston-esque they don't wear is they don't do a road gray.
The road grays, which they used to back in the day here in Salem.
Which the Red Sox are wearing right now in Cincinnati as we speak.
3-0, and he winds and fires. Misses high and outside on the fastball and a four-pitch walk. So just like that, first and second went down as Verdung reaches on the base on balls. And here's Cam McGee, the second baseman.
Sox are up 4-1.
Great American Ballpark.
Top
of the
fifth.
Skyline Chili, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yes, sir.
McGee, the second baseman. Played short yesterday. Was 0-2. Was hit by a pitch twice and walked. First and second, one down. Drake off a second. Wilbur Duffy leads off a first. And now Brooks comes out to have another conversation. Huh?
He said. Moment.
He double-ticked and came back behind the plate. Defensive alignment for the Red Sox, left to right in the infield. Freely Encarnacion down at third. Antonio Anderson is at short. Marvin Alcantara at second. Juan Montero placed first. First pitch to McGee. He kicks and deals. Misses low and away. One ball, no strikes. In the outfield, Nathaniel Tsin plays left. A little bit of a shakeup. Stanley Tucker, former collegiate center fielder at Texas A&M, plays in center field. Nellie Taylor shifts over to right. 1-0. Swing and a tipper into the mitt of Brannon. And a big strike as it evens up the count of 1-1.
Some winds gusting out towards left. Remember, it was flying in yesterday.
Yes.
Get a little bit more wind before the sun goes down, typically.
Again, 92 degrees. The wind about 9 miles an hour in Salem. 1-1. He swings, dribbles it left side. Anderson on three hops. Throws to second for one. On to first. It's not in time. But a runner is retired on the fielder's choice. Moving to third, Drake, as Verdung is erased. And there's runners at the corners, two down for Jeremy Celedonio.
Yeah, just too slow of a roller to really turn two. The throw wasn't perfect to a covering Alcantara at second. Kind of took him off balance, but he stayed put. I don't think he really had to play at first regardless.
Brooks Brannon behind the plate. Matt Duffy is on the bump. Designs at Atello has the half day off as today's designated hitter. Here's Celedonio. Leads the team with a 250 average. First pitch and the third of first instead. amongst qualifying hitters. We saw Jose Mercado yesterday come in at 333. He, however, was just 2-for-6. 3 homers, 7 ribbies. First pitch from the belt. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Have yet to see a homer hit by Augusta here this week in Salem. They're last in the Carolina League. Just 22 homers over the course of the season. Off of third, Isaiah Drake. At first is Cam McGee. And the throw to first, once again. Head first slide back in there for McGee. We'll reset.
No McCalvany, no Lugo, no Albert Feliz today for the Sox.
Pretty much your typical nine is in there, minus Lugo. 0-1, he kicks and deals. Wave and a miss. Beautiful breaking ball. It's nothing in two. It is literally your typical starting nine minus Lugo. With Juan Montero playing first, you could have played Andy Lugo there, or you could have played Lugo at third. Freddy Encarnacion could have played first. But a pretty much full-strength lineup for Salem today. 0-2. Breaking ball misses high and inside. Moves the count to 1-2. And a good pitch on 0-2 for Matt Duffy. Former South Carolina Gamecock commit. After playing his college ball at Canisius. 1-2. Runner takes off from first. It's a swing and a pop-up foul. First base side. We'll reset and do it all over again. Now committed to playing Columbia for the Gamecocks in the transfer portal. But now with the Major League Baseball draft being pushed to July, it becomes a nightmare for college baseball coaches having to plan for a roster filled with guys who may not end up ever going.
Yeah.
And for Mark Kingston, the then head coach at South Carolina, he saw Duffy sign with the Boston Red Sox. 1-2. There's strike three outside corner. He froze Celedonio on the outer half. That's the second K for Duffy, and the Sox wiggle in and out of a jam as we move to the home half of the first in Salem. Scoreless between the Green Jackets and the Red Sox. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the first here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Scoreless between the Augusta Green Jackets and the Salem Red Sox on this Sunday afternoon in Southwest VA. Top of the lineup for the Red Sox. Nezan Zanatello, Antonio Anderson, and Brooks Brannan. First pitch in this heavyweight matchup as he winds and fires, and he misses low and away on the breaking ball. The count starts at 1-0. Heavyweight matchup, you say? Kate Keeler versus Nezan Zanatello. Both organizations, 8th best prospects. 1-0, he swings, bounces at left side, a trickle foul, and it evens up the count at 1-1. Keeler on the bump. He was drafted 70th overall by the Braves. Nezan, 50th overall by the Red Sox. 1-1, misses low and away, moves the count to 2-1. Drafted in the second round out of Campbell, the Fightin' Camels, and now the CAA.
Compensatory pick.
2-1, and there's a strike outside corner. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Campbell, one of the more proud mid-major programs on the East Coast. played in Buies Creek, not too far from Fayetteville. In fact, the Astros used to have an affiliate in Buies Creek, Buies Creek Astros, before going to Fayetteville. 2-2, he swings, lines it left side on a hop it short is Figueroa. He throws across to first, and it's in time for out number one. 6-3 put out, and here's Antonio Anderson.
Not a bad piece, just hit right to a defender, unfortunately. You know, you hit it probably 2 feet to the right, and it gets through for a knock, and instead, Nizan retired.
Yeah, Figueroa kind of got caught in between. Should I come in and catch it on the fly, or wait for it to hop? And he's rewarded after he waits for the short hop. Here's Antonio Anderson from the left side. First pitch, misses high and tight. 1-1, no strikes.
About as short of a hop as you'll see.
Yeah. But Keeler, out of Campbell. 1-0, he swings, lines it up the middle. It's through for a base hit. 1-out knock off the bat of Antonio Anderson, and Salem set up here in the first.
It's a good start for Ant, no doubt. He's played in every game this series, which is not untypical for him, but usually everybody's awarded a rest day, right?
Yeah.
He's played 6 of 6 this week. Antonio Anderson's been out there every single day. Heat, everything. I mean, that's a lot to factor in.
First pitch to Brooks Brannon. He waves and misses at a breaking ball and a beauty. Count starts at 0-1. Sun's out, guns out for Brooks Brannon.
Always.
No sleeves on the right side. Got the padding on the left. Facing the right-hander, Keeler. 0-1 from the stretch. He swings, lines it down the right field line. It just trickles foul. And it's 0-2.
Brooks. So, oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You got it?
No, Keeler out of Campbell. He's originally from Matthews, North Carolina, just outside of Charlotte. One of the hotbeds for high school baseball in the state of North Carolina.
Yeah. Hotbed for everything, really.
Oh, absolutely.
In fact,
0-2 misses high and tight. 1-2.
I was just watching a short video that I just happened to fall upon on Twitter. It was the top high school football programs in each state, right?
Throw to first is not in time.
And the only reason it felt familiar, Matthews, North Carolina, right outside of the Charlotte area, was because the uniforms look very familiar to that of a friend of ours,
yep,
Virginia Tech, who actually has done some MC work here.
1-2, breaking ball low and away. Evens up the count of 2-2. Yeah,
and
Kendall.
And Kendall, right. And it was her high school. And it was rated the top high school football program in the state of North Carolina. And that was in Matthews. So they're good in everything.
Baseball,
football, lacrosse is very good there. Believe it or not, North Carolina lacrosse is becoming bigger.
2-2, he swings and tips it foul. Brooks stays alive.
Charlotte turning into a little bit of a lacrosse hotbed. That school's had a lot to do with it.
Well, and Matthews is right on the North Carolina, South Carolina state line.
Sure.
About 20 minutes south of Charlotte, near Rock Hill, South Carolina, which is a big 2-2. Breaking ball low and away. Count runs full. A big, like, big travel baseball softball destination.
Yeah.
In Rock Hill, South Carolina.
You know what's crazy, too? The reason I recognize the uniforms, for whatever reason, was, well, her brother plays lacrosse there, and then her boyfriend now plays for the Denver Broncos.
Yes.
But it was the same uniforms. Very recognizable.
Throw back to first, not in time, as Antonio Anderson dives back in safely. Yeah, absolutely. Weddington High School, correct?
Yeah, Weddington High School. Yeah, he was a standout at Air Force as a linebacker.
3-2. Breaking ball just misses high and outside. And there's a one-out walk. Nice save for Brooks Brannon. And all of a sudden, first and second, one down for Nellie Taylor.
How do we get on these tangents?
Talking about Matthews, North Carolina. He does come in with a 3-5 record, a 2.60 ERA. Start number 11. 45 innings pitched, 39 strikeouts to 19 walks. Here's Nellie, first pitch, swing, get a miss. Right through a fastball, nothing in one. 22-year-old Cade Keeler, Nellie Taylor, former 11th round pick a season ago in 2023. 0-1, he swings, pops it up right behind home plate. Owen gives it a look, but it will go. Foul. Oh! On top of a fan's head. Hopefully he is okay. Right in front of us, actually. We had a phenomenal view of that just taking place.
I missed it.
Hopefully he's okay. Looks like he is. I mean, I'm talking right on the top of the noggin.
He took it on the dome?
On the dome.
Wow.
First and second, one down. 0-2 coming to Taylor. He winds and fires. Breaking ball low and in. and it's a ball and two strikes. A bounce out, a single, and a walk here in the inning so far. The Red Sox trying to strike first here on this Sunday afternoon. 1-2 from the belt. He swings, grounds to right side. McGee on three hops, throws to second for one. On to first, it's in time for the double play. 4-6-3 go the Red Sox. And to the second we go in Salem, scoreless between the Green Jackets and the Sox. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Scoreless between the Augusta Green Jackets and the Salem Red Sox on this hot Sunday afternoon here in Salem, VA. Alongside Giovanni Eater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Sunday afternoon. 6-7-8, it goes in the Augusta order. Noah Williams, Terry Owen, Laker Figueroa against Matt Duffy on for his second inning of work. So far today, he's been fairly good. Just an inning in, and first inning, gave up the single and the walk, but two strikeouts and a fielder's choice allowed him to wiggle out of the jam. Here's Williams from the left side, had the game-tying RBI infield single yesterday in the seventh to make it a 5-5 game. First pitch as he winds and fires. Misses high and away, and the count starts at 1-0. Speaking of Kendall, isn't her brother named Noah? Is
indeed,
that correct?
That is correct.
Noah Williams. Not
oh,
related.
Actually, that's his name.
Yes, exactly.
His last name
from
is
from the left side. 1-0. Breaking ball in there for strike inside corner. Evens up the count at 1-1. By the way, our two-man umpiring crew today in the Carolina League, Gustavo Garzo, behind home plate. Derek Pacheco is in the field. 1-1. High and away it goes. Moves the count to 2-1. Williams, Owen, Figueroa. A hit for each side here in the top of the second. The Red Sox have won four of the first five games in the series. 2-1. Swing at a tipper foul off the middie of Brooks Brannon. And it evens up the count at 2-2. The Red Sox with a victory. Second time this year they've taken 5 of 6 from an opponent. First time since the second week of the season. Taking 5 of 6 on the road against the Delmarva Shorebirds. 2-2. Just misses. High and in, and the count runs full. Duffy 82 on the slider on that one. Couldn't get the swing and miss. Sets up a big 3-2 pitch as he kicks and deals. He swings, pops it up, shallow left. Right there, Nathaniel Utin. To his right, and makes the catch for out number one. One up, one down, and here's Herio in the catcher. So, yeah, the Red Sox with a victory. 1-5-6, and they've won their, well, they've already won their third consecutive series, but they've started the second half of play 3-0 in the Carolina League North. Owen from the right side. First pitch from Matt Duffy as he curls and unfurls. Misses high and away. Count starts at 1-0. Harry Owen, he's been back and forth throughout the series, trading off the starting catching position with Jacob Godman, 1-0, high and tight on the fastball. 2 balls, no strikes. Last time he was in there for Mr. Owen, that was back on Friday. He was 1-for-4, a single, a strikeout, a double play ball, and a bounce out. 2-0, high and tight it goes. 3 balls, no strikes. And a 174 on the season. No homers. and 3 RBIs. 3 up. High and tight as he dances out of the way, and there's a 4-pitch walk. And a 1-out walk to Owen. And it puts the Green Jackets in a slight bit of business, with Laker Figueroa trudging up to the plate.
Well, this is the one thing you can't do if you're the Sox, right? This team doesn't hit the ball very well, so don't let them get on with the freebies here if you're the Sox.
No doubt about that.
Something you definitely want to be mindful of.
Figueroa now, out of Venezuela, 168 on the year. No homers, 4 RBIs. First pitch from the stretch. Misses low and away, and the count starts at 1-0. Matt Duffy's second walk of the day. Does have 2 strikeouts. Typically commands the zone fairly well. And coming off of a strong outing against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Now throw to first is not in time. 1 ball, 1 strike. 5 innings of 1-run ball in a victory over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 3 hits. 1 was a home run, but 6 strikeouts and no walks. That was the big key to success for Mr. Duffy. Also his second start this season against the Green Jackets. 1-0. This is high and tight. Moves the count to 2-1, I should say. And you'll look at what he did that time on the road in North Augusta, South Carolina. 3 2/3, 6 hits, 4 runs, 3 were earned, a walk and a strikeout. 2-1. Just misses low and outside as it deflects out of the mitt of Brooks Brannan. 3 balls and a strike. Did take the loss that day. The Red Sox took 4-6 on the road against the Green Jackets in the middle of May. And that start came back on May 18th for Matt Duffy. 3 balls and a strike to Laker Figueroa. From the belt, he swings and rockets it foul down the first base side. Count runs full. Robert Gonzalez waits in the on-deck circle. Double play ball would be nice here for the Salem Red Sox.
Sure.
Duffy trying to avoid walking number 3 on the day. And hoping on the flip side for punch out number 3. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Owen off of first. Scoreless in the second. And the pitch. He swings, bounces at third base side. It falters foul. And Figueroa spoils it and stays alive. Wearing the number 57 in the road grays. Typically don't see a number 57. For a position player, regardless of level of baseball. But here Figueroa is in Augusta. Throw to first is not in time. Owen back in standing. Will reset.
The wind's starting to pick up a little bit here.
Whipping pretty big time. Here in Salem. Now up to 11 miles an hour.
Gusting out to left.
3-2. He swings. Lifts it high in the air, straightaway center. Moving in Stanley Tucker, and the shortstop Anderson calls him off to make the play for out number 2.
Saw the wind taking that one, though.
It's funny. The other day, it was blowing in the straightaway center. Today, it's more of a slight gust out to left center, if you will. Time of day, too, also.
Yes.
Can affect that.
Once the sun goes down, weirdly enough,
the wind ceases.
Yeah.
Here's Robert Gonzalez. First pitch from the belt. He swings and grounds it foul, first base side. Count starts at 0-1. In the 9 hole today for Augusta, 169, a homer, 19 RBIs. Had the day off yesterday for the Green Jackets. 0-1. Check swing, doesn't matter, it's a strike outside corner. Right at the knees, and it's 0-2. Just in case, top of the lineup and Isaiah Drake sits on deck. No balls, 2 strikes. And he curls and unfurls. He swings, pops it up, third base side. It will get out of play. And Gonzalez stays alive. Duffy so far as well. You look at his numbers overall. Thrown 38 pitches prior to that foul ball. It's in a fine spot here in the second, but something worth noting. 0-2, he swings and pops it up foul again down the third base side. Gonzalez stays alive. And I don't know who we'll see out of the pen today for Salem. I would imagine maybe some form of Nathaniel Cruz is somebody we've not really seen so far this week. Maybe Francis Hernandez. Max Carlson went the other day. 0-2. In the dirt it goes, and it moves the count to 1-2. And an interesting possibility on a Sunday. You got, of course, a league-wide day off yesterday before the Fred Nats come in town for 6. First time those two have faced off this season between the Red Sox and the Fred Nats. 1-2, he winds and fires. Breaking ball in there. Strike 3 on the inside corner. Got Gonzalez looking. That's number 3 on the day for Duffy. And to the home half of the second we go in Salem. Scoreless between the Green Jackets and the Red Sox. We'll step aside. Come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Scoreless between the Augusta Green Jackets, the single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves, and your Salem Red Sox, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox. 5-6-7, it goes in the Salem order. Fraley Encarnacion, Marvin Alcantara, and Nathan Gutierrez. Kate Keeler is back on for a second inning of work. Also, by the way, not sure what's going on, but we do have a defensive change. First pitch to Fraley Encarnacion is a breaking ball that misses low and away. Count starts at a ball and no strikes. Isaiah Drake, the 22nd best prospect in the Braves organization, is out of the game. 1-0, he swings and rockets it up the middle off the front of Keeler, and Fraley's going to reach. That's an infield single, and hopefully Cade is okay after he laced that ball right up the middle. Leadoff single for Fraley. And now they're going to come out and check on the other Cade, Keeler, the right-handed pitcher. Hit off the front foot. Let's see the replay on MILB TV. Hit it just 84 off the bat. But it hit off, the left ankle could not have felt good as it deflected all the way in front of the Salem dugout. It's a single for Fraley, and it brings up Marvin Alcantara, but the first check on the right-hander Keeler. Well, as he takes a couple warm-up tosses, as Winston Sawyer is out to check on him, Isaiah Drake is out of this ballgame, 22nd best prospect in the Braves system. Cade Kern is out in center field now for Augusta. Cade Keeler will stay in the game after getting hit on the left ankle with that line drive up the middle off the bat of Fraley Encarnacion.
Yeah, you hope everything's okay with Drake as well, such a talented prospect. And weird to come out of a game at this point, so you got to think maybe some form of discomfort.
Brings up Marvin Alcantara is 5-for-8 in his last two games. First pitch, he swings and tips it foul, first base side. And the count starts at 0-1.
That wind, Carter.
I was going to say.
I mean, everything's blowing around in here.
A look at the jersey of Marvin Alcantara if you're watching on MILB TV. 0-1 from the belt. He kicks and deals. He swings, punishes it out at the straightaway center. To his right is Cade Kern, and he's there to make the play for out number one. Well, the baseball gods will always find you. Cade Kern is in the game, and two hitters in, they find a bounce straightaway, set it right down.
It's funny. First of all, punishes. I like that. I've never heard you use that one. That's a new one.
Well, I was hoping that Marv got more of a hold of that one than he did.
Yeah,
so.
Well, I think the wind killed it a little bit. No, I was watching the Red Sox game in Toronto the other night, and it's just funny how that happens.
First pitch to Nathaniel Yuten is a breaking ball in there for a strike inside corner at the knees. Starts at nothing and one.
Lou Maroney was talking about that, and he was just like, sometimes when you enter a game, the ball finds you real quick.
Yes.
You know, there were a couple of defensive substitutions for both teams, and both times the ball went right to him.
Oh, one is a breaking ball low and outside. Evens up the count at one and one.
Bobby Dalbec came in the game for the Red Sox at first base, and boom, first pitch. Hard grounder to him, and it actually, you know, it was a tough play, but skipped off his mitt, and they couldn't make the play.
1-1 from the belt. Fastball. Just misses clip in the outside corner of the zone, and it moves the count to 2-1. Never fails. Never fails. Kate Kearns in the game, gets a fly ball out to left center. Puts it away for the first out of the frame. 2-1. Throw to first. He's not in time. What an eventful inning to start so far. Braylon Encarnacion, a line drive up the middle off the left ankle of Cade Keeler. Defensive replacement out in center field. Marvin Alcantara, who had been scalding hot, finds him out there in left center. 2-1 to 10, and he swings and misses at a breaking ball low and in. Two balls, two strikes. Well, Nathaniel, he got the day off yesterday for Salem. Last in there on Friday, he was 1-for-4 with a single and a strikeout. 2-2. Just misses high and inside on the fastball. Count runs full. Off of first, Fraley Encarnacion. Scoreless here in the bottom of the second in Salem between the Red Sox and the Green Jackets. 3-2, runner off from first. Swing and a miss. Throw to second will be not in time. Picked a good pitch to run on as you 10-Ks on the breaking ball, but it's a stolen bag for Fraley. And there's two down with the runner in scoring position for Stanley Tucker.
Always going to have some speed on the pass. That's one thing that I think will improve in the second half as well, right? Early on in the season, the Sox towards the bottom of the Carolina League, and not only stealing in general, but high-end caught stealing.
First pitch, swing, get a miss, nothing in one.
They've been running a lot better lately.
And again, 3-2 with one out. Good pitch to run on.
And they don't run a ton. They don't.
No.
It's really not part of their M.O.,
0-1 winds and fires. He swings, pops it up down the right field line. Will Verdung in foul ground is there and puts it away for out number three. So Tucker retired, and to the third we go in Salem, scoreless between the Green Jackets and the Red Sox. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching. See the Red Sox baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the third here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. No score between the Augusta Green Jackets and the Salem Red Sox in game six of this six-game set. 1-2-3 goes in the Augusta order. Cade Kern, Luis Sanchez, and Will Verdung against the right-hander Matt Duffy, who's on for his third inning of work. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Sunday afternoon. Well, here is Kern from the right side. Was supposed to get the day off today. And Isaiah Drake, who was 1-for-1 with a single, had to leave the ball game. Back in the second, Don't know why, but here's Kern from the right side. First pitch, he swings and rockets it foul down the first base line. And the count starts at nothing and one. So Drake, the 22nd best prospect, is out of there. In there, Cade Kern. Former 17th round pick a season ago. A one, breaking ball in there for a strike outside corner. Right at the belt, and it's nothing and two. Oh, two, right back to work. Breaking ball misses high and inside, and Brooks Brandon wanted it. Stood up and was prepared to toss it around the diamond, if you will. Nonetheless, the count is 1-2. 1-2 from the belt. He swings, pops it up down the right field line. Charging Nelly Taylor on the run. Juan Montero can't make the play in foul territory as he falls to his knees. And that was as close as it gets.
No doubt. Not an easy play by any means.
No. It was a pop-up down the right field line. Here's the replay on MILB TV. Nelly came charging. Montero went back. And I guess in foul territory, couldn't make the play as he fell to his knees. New life for Cade Kern. Here's the 1-2 from Duffy as he wides and fires. Swing and a tipper foul, third base side. Kern stays alive. Out of Ohio State, Cade Kern. Played in the Big Ten throughout his college career. 1-2 from Duffy. And after the long look in, he winds and fires. Ooh. Just misses low and outside on the fastball. Two balls, two strikes.
I thought that was the pitch, but it's a great call by home plate umpire Gustavo Garza because it does miss just a hair off the plate.
2-2, he swings, lifts it down the right field line, foul. And at the party deck, and Kern stays alive once again. Yeah, Brooks wanted it once again.
I think Brooks did a nice job to frame that baby
up.
He
did, yes.
He had me fooled.
Kern, the Archbold Ohio native. 2-2, he swings, crushes into left, moving back to Denuten, twisting at the track, at the wall, he leaps and he can't make the play. Around second, Kern, he'll pump the brakes there, and he's got a leadoff double here in the third.
I don't know what happened out there for Uten. It seemed like he maybe lost it for a second, or the wind just kept carrying that baseball.
I guess. It got up there.
It looked like a routine flyout, and then hit off his mitt.
Hit off his mitt as he crashed up against the wall. So it goes down indeed as a double. And that spot in the order for Augusta is now 2-for-2. Here's Luis Sanchez, now the third baseman. First pitch from Duffy from the stretch. He kicks and deals. Runner off from second. Misses inside. Throw to third will be. In time, they got him. What a gift for the Salem Red Sox as Kern is gunned down at third. And just like that, there's one down.
Big time. Big time right there for the Sox.
So the first out is recorded at third. Here's the replay on MILB TV. Missed inside. Brooks' throw to third was pretty much right on the money.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess the tag was put down in time. Freely Encarnacion on the other end. One out of Sanchez with one down. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Top of the zone. Evens up the count at 1-1.
Well, it's a good thing that there's no replay because I think there was an argument.
I believe so. 1-1. He swings and pops it up foul. First base side. One ball, two strikes.
But yeah, we'll take.
I thought in the moment, I was like that. Bang, bang. Derek Pacheco, our field umpire, making the call. 1-2. Breaking ball misses high and in. Evens up the count at 2-2. But it was a close play, one that could go either way.
Yeah, I agree.
Pitch to Sanchez. He swings, rocks it into right center. To his right, Nelly Taylor, and Stanley Tucker instead calls him off to make the play for out number two.
You know, you're just on it with your verb variation today. That's the part of our art that people probably don't even think about, right? It's like, how can we vary our verbs? How many different verbs can we mix in? That's what we're listening for.
Well, it brings in Will Verdung now, who is scalding hot as of late. First pitch from Duffy. Check swing on the fastball, low and in, did not go. Count starts at 1-0. Also, Nelly Taylor out there and right. You can tell
He's used to playing that center field position now. He wants to get to everything out there and right. 1-0. High inside fastball moves the count to 2-0. Stanley Tucker, former collegiate center fielder at Texas A&M, is out there for the third time this season. 2-0 from Matt Duffy as he winds and fires. Breaking ball in there for a strike inside corner at the belt. And the count's 2-1. Two hits on the day for Augusta, both from the leadoff spot. Two for the Salem Red Sox. 2-1, he swings and pops it up foul. Down the first base line. Evens up the count at 2-2. Cam McGee is on deck. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the third in Salem. Scoreless between the Red Sox and the Green Jackets. 2-2. He swings and wraps it foul down the right field line. Verdung stays alive. Over 300 in the month of June for Will Verdung. 2-2. He kicks and deals. He swings and lines it foul. Right side. Verdung spoils it and stays alive. Will Verdung, a native of Mississippi. 13th round pick a season ago by the Atlanta Braves. I'd imagine the Braves are fairly big time. Where he's from in Corinth, Mississippi, more specifically. Double A affiliate, currently in Pearl, the Mississippi Braves. Two balls, two strikes, and the righty deals. Breaking ball in there for strike three outside corner. Got him at the knees as Matt Duffy continues to shove. That's strikeout number four on the day. And to the home half of the third we go in Salem. Scoreless between the Green Jackets and the Red Sox. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the third here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Scoreless between the Augusta Green Jackets and the Salem Red Sox in game six of this six-game set. 9-1-2 it goes in the Salem order. Juan Montero, Nizide Zanatello, and Antonio Anderson as Kate Keeler is back on the bump for his third inning of work. Had to take a line drive off the ankle in inning ago and thankfully appears to be okay. Here's Montero. He steps in from the right side. 177 on the year. A homer, six ribbies. First pitch is a fastball that misses high and away. And the count starts at a ball and no strikes. Playing first base today for the Red Sox with Brooks Brannon behind the dish. 1-0. He swings. Lines the right side. It's through for a base hit. Right on cue for Juan Montero. And the Red Sox are set up here in the third. Third hit of the day for Salem as well. Antonio Anderson, Braylon Encarnacion. And now let's keep the train moving. Designs Zanatello steps in from the right side. Today's designated hitter is 0-for-1 with a ground out. First pitch from the belt. Tie out and away on the fastball. It's called a strike, though, at the top of the zone by Gustavo Garza. And the count starts at 0-1. Nizan, the eighth best prospect in the system. 0-1. Swinging a number foul, first base side. No balls, two strikes. Keeler, the eighth best prospect in the Braves system. We're just 20 picks away from each other in the 2023 MLB draft. Nizan out of high school. Keeler out of Campbell. 0-2, he winds and fires. Misses low at end, and the count's 1-2. You know, Nizan's out of St. Louis, we really haven't touched on this, was probably never going to go there. Committed to Arkansas out of high school. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him, strike three. Chased the high fastball, and there's one down here in the third. Committed to Arkansas, obviously, when the Red Sox came calling. As the 50th overall pick, he said, we'll pick Sue you later. And onto the Red Sox organization he goes. Obviously, Arkansas, one of the proudest baseball programs in college baseball. First pitch, and Antonio Anderson skies one down the third baseline. Foul. Count starts at nothing and one. He's got a single today, Antonio Anderson. Lined it up the middle, through the right side. One of three hits on the day for the Salem Sox. 0-1. High and away fastball, called a strike. Top of the zone. Check swing from Antonio Anderson. And the count's nothing and two. Switch hitter from Atlanta was going to Georgia Tech. Now in the Red Sox organization. 0-2. Wave and a miss. Got him strike three with the breaking ball low and away. Two down after back-to-back strikeouts, and it brings up Brooks Brandon, now the catcher.
All of a sudden, Keeler's starting to find his groove a little bit. It's a nice slider. Got him down and away.
Brooks walked back in the first. First pitch, breaking ball low and away. Count starts at 1-0. Former ninth-round pick and committed to North Carolina. At a high school, signed with the Red Sox. Turned out pretty well so far for Brooks. 1-0, wave and a miss. Disgusting breaking ball. As he play around with Harry Owen behind the dish. Hey, hit him on the backswing. Evens up the count at 1-1.
Brooks is just that kind of
player. Yeah, he is. Off of first is Montero. Here's the 1-1. And he swings and grounds it up the middle through for a base hit. Around second, Montero. He'll stop there. And it's a two-out knock up the bat of Brooks. And just like that, first and second. Two down for Nelly Taylor.
Yeah, he piped that thing, too. 103 off the bat. Went up for a high fastball. That's just a good piece of hitting out of Brooks. Well-hit baseball. Really does set it up here with two gone for Nelly Taylor Jr. Tied for the top of the league in doubles.
First and second, two down. First pitch from the stretch. A breaking ball in there for a strike outside corner at the knees. And the count starts at nothing and one. Grounded into a double play back in the first. Nelly Taylor, a base hit, could give the Red Sox the lead. 0-1 steps off and no throw to second. Juan Montero's there. He slipped around second on the Brooks Brandon base hit. Got back to the bag. Two singles in the frame. 0-1 winds and fires. He swings, pops it up. High in the infield. Moving in Figueroa. He's there and makes the catch for out number three. So the Sox leave runners on first and second, and we remain scoreless as we move to the fourth in Salem. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fourth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Still scoreless between the Green Jackets and the Red Sox, and ready to take us through the middle frames on play-by-play duty. Here is Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Appreciate it, Carter. Still scoreless, like Carter just alluded to here as we head to the top of the fourth inning on a scorching Sunday here in Salem. And speaking of scorching, the Red Sox have been red hot.
They have now won 4 of 5 so far this week. Looking to make it 5 of 6 and looking to make it 3-0 to start in the second half of 2024. Matt Duffy on the hill in his fourth inning of work for the Red Sox. He faces off against 4, 5, 6 in the order for the Augusta Green Jackets. It goes Cam McGee, Jeremy Celedonio, and Noah Williams. Both McGee and Celedonio have had very solid series thus far for Augusta. Cam McGee very much so in the mix yesterday. First pitch to the lefty, and he looks at a fastball for a strike on the outside corner at 90 on the gun. It's nothing in one. McGee four ticks shy of the Mendoza line at 196 to this point. There's the 0-1 offering. He swings, blasts it foul left side. Nothing at two. Saw one of those scares yesterday as Antonio Anderson sent a line drive into the opposing dugout, switch hitting from the left side, and then this time McGee sends one the other way into the Red Sox dugout. I believe everybody seems to be okay as Brooks Brandon continues to look that way. And back to baseball we go. Top of the fourth, scoreless ball game in Salem if you're just joining us. Matt Duffy kicks and deals. The 0-2 to McGee, swinging a slow roller right side, gobbled up by the second baseman Alcantara. Short throw to first in time for out number one.
And I think on the line drive in the dugout, it must have just barely missed hitting somebody because there was a quick cause for concern, but it was funny. Somebody in that Salem dugout, after being checked on, making sure they're okay, started yelling at Cam McGee, jokingly saying, hit it out there, hit it out there, hit it straight. Luckily, everybody's okay.
Here's Jeremy Celedonio from the right side. First pitch breaking ball, misses high and in. He ducks away from it, 1-0. Celedonio struck out looking his first time up today. That was number 2 out of 4 strikeouts to this point for Matt Duffy. And the righty deals, 1-0. Check swing. Pitch misses down and out. Count now 2 balls, no strikes for the 242 hitter. 3 homers, 7 RBI, and here's the 2-0. Fastball cranked to the netting, 2-1. And for a guy hitting 242 on a team that hits just above 200 as a squad at 203, 242 stands out a little bit. Celedonio had a strong week thus far. Here's the 2-1. Fastball swing and a miss. Fed him high. Count 2-2. Not in the mix yesterday. Kind of a 3 out of 6 games a week type of guy. But walked twice and had a base hit 2 nights back as he looks at a fastball high and out. 3-2. None bigger than his RBI single in the 8th. That scored 2 for Augusta. Made things interesting. The Sox would win it 10-4. Payoff pitch. He swings and misses. Struck him out with an 81 mile an hour breaking ball in the zone. 2 gone. Strikeout number 5 for Duffy.
Pitcher's duel continues, and not a surprise with Matt Duffy and Kate Keeler on the bump.
Another
not
look.
Been a lot of offense so far.
Woo! Just fed him down and away. Duffy's dialed in here in the 4th with 2 gone, nobody on. First pitch to Noah Williams from the left side. And he swings and tips it into the mid of Brooks Brandon behind the dish. Nothing good one.
That pitch right there is illegal in 50 states.
But we're in Virginia.
We are. Shouldn't be possible. Matt Duffy is on it today.
Duffy deals 0-1. Breaking ball downstairs at 82, and the count evened up at a ball and a strike. Went with the same pitch and pretty much the same spot there. That time Noah Williams thought better of it. Just barely took the bat off his left shoulder. As Duffy delivers the 1-1. Fastball simmers high and away. 2 balls and a strike. Williams today, 0-for-1. A fly out to left field. Kept Nathaniel Uten busy. 2-1. Swing and a slow roller right side. Past the diving glove of Juan Montero. Through for a base hit. 2-out single, and it's gobbled up in center. Thrown to second. And a head first slide sees Noah Williams in there safely. Boy, aggressive base running. Nellie Taylor just kind of took his time with it and took too much time.
Yeah,
and the high throw to second.
There's a slight bobble out right as well. That may go down as a single on an E9. Here's the replay on MILB TV. A little late on the bobble, but yes, I believe that's what the scoring decision is. A single on an E9 on Nellie Taylor.
So it's the first error for the Red Sox today. Comes here in the 4th inning, and it sets things up for the Green Jackets. A runner in scoring position on second. Their 3rd hit of the day.
with two gone in the fourth. Brings up Harry Owen, the catcher. First, though, conversation on the hill between the battery of Brooks Brandon and Matt Duffy. What do you think the talk is here, Kurt?
Right, nothing hurt. He's been so sharp today. You give up the base hit, and yeah, with the hustle play, Noah Williams. Obviously, he has speed. They were so concerned about him on the base paths yesterday. Took advantage of a slight little mistake in the field. But, you know, you're still just a pitch away from getting out of the inning. And you got to continue to trust yourself if you're Matt Duffy, who's been so sharp.
Harry Owen from the right side. He walked earlier today. First pitch. Fastball simmers in there on the inside corner for a strike. Nothing at one. And that wind just continues to gust here in Salem. Shaking our center field camera. Runner off of second. Two gone. Nothing at one. The count. Duffy gathers at the belt in the stretch. And the righty deals. 0-1. Fastball swing and a miss. Handcuffed him high and tight. Throw down to second. No play. Nothing at two.
Yeah, the wind is whipping on the Brooks Brandon single as well. I remember just faintly out of the right side of my ear, I could see the crowd mic kind of shaking right beneath us. And there was another one of those gusts right there. So can come at a key time for either side.
0-2 to Owen. Breaking ball just a hair down and away. Brandon wanted strike three. It's 1-2.
There's the flagpole out there in straightaway center.
It's howling. And that is a huge, heavy flag out there in center field. 1-2. Ring him up, strike three. Backdoor breaking ball on the inside corner. Strikeout number 6 for Matt Duffy. And it strands a runner in scoring position for Augusta. We're still scoreless. We head to the home half of the fourth after this. Another look on MILB TV.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fourth on a steamy Sunday here in Salem. We're still scoreless, and the Red Sox ready to go 5-6-7. Freely Encarnacion, Marvin Alcantara, and Nathaniel Uten all set to dig in against Cade Keeler. Second round compensatory pick, 70th overall out of Campbell, the number 8 prospect in the organization for the Atlanta Braves, and Fraley skies the first one out to left. Underneath it, Gonzalez hauls it in for out number 1. First pitch swinging. We've seen a lot of that this week, Carter.
Yes, we have. Just underneath that one out to left. Fraley was the one who came up last time and just absolutely scolded a ball up the middle off the right angle of Keeler. And that time, just out in front of it, underneath it, in and out here just like that in the fourth.
There's a red-hot Marvin Alcantara. He looks at a first pitch breaking ball that falls into the zone for a strike. Nothing in one. La Victoria, Venezuelan native, 19-year-old, hitting .323 in the month of June. He cranks one opposite side, and it's down foul, just to the right of the line, nothing in two. Hit .229 in May, Carter, after starting just .149 in April, and has exploded .323 here in the sixth month out of 12. 0-2. Breaking ball misses down and away. It's 1-2. He's played in 4 games out of the 5 so far this week, and Alcantara's been the best hitter. 6 for 15 in the series. 1-2. misses down and away once again on a breaking ball, and it evens it up 2-2. Flew out to center field, his first time up today. 2-2. He swings, pokes it into the air right side. It tails into the seats, and he stays alive at 2-2.
Yeah, and has kind of quietly done all that. We mentioned coming into today also the last two games, more specifically, was 5-for-8 with 4 RBIs in those two games. It's really a nice piece in the middle of this order.
2-2. Misses in the dirt. 3 balls and 2 strikes for Marvin Alcantara. Had a terrific 3-for-4 Saturday night. Part of a 6-5 gritty Red Sox win. A trifecta of singles. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss. They got him. Fooled him with an 84-mile-an-hour slider. And there's two gone.
By the way, it's the Fishwick fourth inning, so get up and stretch. Fishwick is dedicated to justice in auto accident, medical malpractice, commercial, kitesum, and federal criminal cases. Call 540-354-5890 for more information. Fishwick and Associates, lawyers for the people.
From the left side, Netanyahu Yuten. First pitch, he cranks it left side, and it's rolling all the way to the far left corner for a base hit. Yuten rounding first, hauling for second. Might have more in him, but he stops there. Stand-up two-out double for Netanyahu Yuten here in the home half of the fourth.
Yeah, just kind of going with the pitch, right? 97 up the bat, outside corner, and just lines it down the third base line, and Luis Sanchez was so far off the bag. There was no chance for him to make that play. That ball hit on the ground in the infield, but he hit it so hard it rolls all the way to the wall and gets two out of it for Netanyahu Yuten.
Table set for Stanley Tucker from the right side. 8-hole hitting center fielder popped up to first base and fouled ground his first time up. 152 hitter, the first pitch. And he takes a fastball high, 1-0. Tucker in the 8th spot, Juan Montero rounds out the batting order. He's on deck. 10 off a second, 2 gone, home half of the 4th, the 1-0. And Tucker swings and misses, 83-mile-an-hour off speed, 1-1. Scoreless ball game, home half of the fourth, one of the bigger at-bats of the ball game up to this point. 5 hits for the Sox, 3 for Augusta, 1-1. He takes a strike, 81-mile-an-hour breaking ball on the outer half, 1-2.
Feels like Stanley Tucker's due in one of these situations, right? Just kind of feels like he has it in him here.
Keeler kicks and deals, 1-2. Fastball cranked foul, left side. Out in front of it, stays alive at 1-2.
Somebody's got to retrieve that baseball. He may be sitting here for a minute because Luis Sanchez had to go all the way down the left field line to go grab that.
Stanley Tucker, 22 years old. JUCO product that played 1 year in the SEC for the Texas A&M Aggies.
They're playing right now.
College World Series, the final. 1-2. Check swing, home plate umpire Gustavo Garza says he went around on an 85-mile-an-hour slider off the plate, and it's out number 3. 5th strikeout, 2nd of the inning for Cade Keeler, and a runner left on second for the Sox. We're still scoreless heading to the top of the 5th here in Salem. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the 5th on a steamy Sunday here in Salem. We're still scoreless, and it kind of feels like we're going back to the first couple of days of this series in which the Red Sox won it 2-1 walk-off fashion on an early morning game on Tuesday, and then
2-0. Augusta won it on Wednesday. It had back-to-back pitchers duels. Then the scoring started. 7-1 in favor of the Red Sox on Thursday. 10-4 in favor of the Red Sox on Friday. 6-5, a thriller. A comeback victory for the Red Sox a night ago. And here we are, game 6 of 6. The week has flown by. It's the series finale, and the Red Sox are looking to start 3-0 in the second half of 2024. They're looking to take their 5th out of 6 this week against Augusta. Green Jackets ready to go 8-9-1 in the order. Laker Figueroa stands in from the right side, and the first pitch misses down and away off the right arm of a new arm on the hill for the Red Sox. The day comes to a close for Matt Duffy, and Danny Kerwin toes the rubber. A long look in for Kerwin, the 24-year-old out of Lansdale, Pennsylvania. He gathers at the belt. Righty on righty matchup and offers the 1-0. Fastball sizzles in there at 94, and the count evened up at a ball and a strike. Danny Kerwin played his college ball at Rider. Owns a 2-0 win-loss record so far this year out of the bullpen. He hurls the 1-1. Breaking ball misses high, and the count now 2-1. A 4.5 earned run average. He's appeared in 8 ball games this year. 24 innings pitched thus far. 17 total strikeouts. He fires 2-1. Swung on, lifted foul into the seats right side. The count evens itself up. 2 balls and 2 strikes.
And Matt Duffy, you may be a little surprised we don't see him for a 5th, but he did have 79 pitches on the day, which is probably why his day comes to a close. He was good, though. 6 strikeouts, 2 walks, 3 hits, 4 scoreless for Duffy.
2 balls, 2 strikes, the pitch to Figueroa. Check swing, did he go? An appeal, and field umpire Derek Pacheco says he held back. Count work full 3-2, breaking ball down and away. Huge pitch coming here to set the table. A scoreless 5th inning, 0-0, 5 hits for the Sox, 3 hits for the Green Jackets. Kerwin deals, payoff pitch, fastball, swing and a miss, he struck him out, 91 on the gun, high and in, and that's the first out here in the 5th, the first out produced by Kerwin, 1 gone.
Yeah, big strikeout for Danny Kerwin. Nice piece in the Salem Red Sox bullpen. Has that 4-seamer. Cutter, the sinker, the sweeper, and the changeup.
Gonzalez from the left side. First pitch fastball misses down and away. Rolls to the backstop, 1-0. Gonzalez in the 9-hole, the left fielder. He struck out looking his first time up. The 3rd out of 6 strikeouts today for Matt Duffy. Facing Kerwin for the first time. 1-0. Fastball ticks the outside corner for a strike, 1-1.
Has that Craig Kimbrel type look to him, where he has that horizontal dangle on the right side.
Not a bad player to emulate, the 1-1. Misses downstairs. How about Brooks? Really trying to frame that one up. Almost did, too. That thing just missed. Count 2-1. Brooks Brandon in your battery behind the dish, catching for the Sox today. 4th catch in 6 games this week, 2-1. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball and down and out. 2-2.
Danny Kerwin can induce the swing and miss. There's no doubt about that. Already one guy faced, 1 strikeout. Got to keep it right here, though. Give your offense an opportunity.
He winds and fires. 2-2. Fastball rings him up on the outside corner. Strike 3. Back-to-back K's out of Kerwin to start the 5th. 2 gone.
And a nice job out of the pen. Go back to the top now, Cade Kern. This spot in the lineup for Augusta is 2 of the Green Jackets' 3 hits today. So now trying to quiet Cade Kern.
Cade Kern comes in for Isaiah Drake after Drake had just 1 at-bat today. First pitch on the way. And the righty looks at a breaking ball down and away. The count 1-0. Kern doubled in his first AB. Lifted it to left field. The deflected off the mitt of Nathaniel Uten and fell onto the warning track, the 1-0. He swings, drives another one that way. Going deep to left. This ball is gone. Cade Kern with a solo blast, and Augusta's on the board first, 1-0 in the 5th.
Yeah, third of the year for Cade Kern, and he rocketed that ball. One hundo off the bat down the left field line, and the leadoff spot continues to produce for Augusta. He didn't even start the game, and he's 2-for-2 with a double and a homer.
And Isaiah Drake had singled in that lone at-bat. So the leadoff spot is a combined 3-for-3 between Isaiah Drake and Cade Kern. Brings up Luis Sanchez from the right side. 1-0 the new score. First pitch on the way. And Sanchez ducks away from a high fastball, 1-0. 200 hitter on the dot. He's 0-for-2 today with a strikeout swinging and a fly out to center. And now Brandon going to come have a short conversation with Danny Kerwin.
Also the first time Augusta's homered all series long. Came into the game least in the Carolina League in homers. And you look at it overall, just 22, now 23. Not a lot in a 67-game stretch, but that was a big one there for Kern. And in a game where runs have come at a premium, you don't take the solo shot any day of the week.
One ball, no strikes for Luis Sanchez. Bases empty, two gone, the pitch. 1-0, slow roller, left side of the infield. Scooped up by the shortstop, Anderson. Throw to first in time for out number three. But a solo blast off the barrel of Cade Kern puts the Green Jackets in front, 1-0. We head to the home half of the fifth after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fifth here in Salem. 1-0. Augusta in front after Cade Kern in the leadoff spot. Makes the leadoff spot 3-for-3 combined with Isaiah Drake. A solo homer over the left field fence for the former Ohio State Buckeye to propel the Green Jackets in front as we head to the bottom of the fifth. 9-1-2 due up for the Sox. Juan Montero, Nazan Zanatello, and Antonio Anderson. A sweet spot, if you will. Juan Montero is 1-for-1 with a base hit so far today. Nazan is the 8th best prospect in the organization in the DH today. And Antonio Anderson is 1-for-2. He's the 18th best prospect for the Red Sox. First pitch misses down and away to Montero. And the count now 1-0. As Cade Keeler out there for now a fifth inning of work for Augusta. Righty is the 8th best prospect for the Atlanta Braves. Deals the 1-0. Swung on. This is lifted back towards us, Carter, and it's right over our head for a foul ball, 1-1. That is probably the closest we've gotten this year. But now people are yelling up here for you, Carter.
I know. They're saying good effort. It was a little too high.
1-1. Here's a line drive hit through the left side of the infield for a base hit. Juan Montero in the 9-hole is 2-for-2. Something about these Sundays for Montero. The Red Sox are in business in the home half of the fifth.
Yeah, at least that ball through the left side. And the prior at bat laced it through the right side. So going to both sides of the field, that was 87 off the bat. And it sets up the Red Sox at the top of the order for Nazan, Antonio Anderson, Brooks Brandon to get some things going.
Here's Nazan Zanatello from the right side. A strikeout and a ground out today. Runner off of first, nobody out. First pitch. And Nazan cranks it. Deep to left field. Going back, Gonzalez. It's off the middle of the wall. Montero waved. He's hauling around third. Zanatello stops at second. Montero scores. Run scoring double with nobody out in the fifth to tie the game at 1 for Nazan Zanatello.
104 off the bat for Nazan. And that's just a little bit of an experience out left for Robert Gonzalez, because he did not play that ball very well. You knew off the bat that was probably going to carry him off the wall. And by going all the way back, here's the replay on MILB TV. Well, first, what a smooth swing from Mazan.
Here's Antonio Anderson from the left side. First pitch to the switch hitter. Called a strike. Got a fastball in her half. Nothing at one.
But yeah, once he kicked away, Juan Montero got a great read. He was always going to score from first.
0-1. Anderson pokes it the other way. Foul. Nothing in two. Sox, by the way, up to 7 hits now today. All coming against the starter, Cade Keeler. Second round pick, 70th overall out of Campbell in the 2023 MLB player draft. Zanatello off his second. 0-2 to Anderson. Breaking ball, check swing. He held back. He's downstairs, 1-2. What a big spot for Antonio Anderson. A base hit already today. He's 1-for-2. And Keeler delivers the 1-2. This is swung on. Hammered into the air, shallow left center field. Underneath it, Gonzalez. He ranges back, twisting, and hauls it in hip high for out number one. Zanatello thought about going to third and retreats back to second. One gone.
And a nice read by Design. Going to try and test that for the second out of the inning and kind of run yourself out of it. It was a nice throw in by Robert Gonzalez as well. Now Brooks with an opportunity.
Brooks Brannon, sun's out, guns out on a Sunday in Salem. He digs in from the right side. Runner off a second is Zanatello. One gone here in the home half of the fifth. First pitch, he swings and misses. Breaking ball down and away. Nothing good one. Well, Brannon so far today, he's flawless with a base hit and a walk. Been aboard twice. There's the 1-1. Takes a fastball outside. 1-1 pitch. So one gone. Brannon from the right side. Sox really with a chance to break it open, and Keeler steps off. Thought about throwing to second.
Oh, and if you're Keeler, too, probably coming closer to the end of your day.
1-1, crank left side of the infield, scooped up by Figueroa. Two steps, throw to first is high. It pulled Verdun off the bag, and he couldn't apply the tag. Boy, I thought he had got him.
Yeah, me too. Here comes Winston Sawyer. I thought he definitely tagged him in time.
Field umpire Derek Pacheco said otherwise. I don't know how you could see it from his angle.
Let's
we
see.
Talked about that yesterday, Carter.
This should be... I wonder if there's a first base camera angle. It's close.
I mean, of course, Brooks is going to say he's safe.
Sure. The camera angle from first would be the moneymaker.
Derek Pacheco and Gustavo Garza having a conversation about it.
I just don't see how you're going to be able to change the call.
There's no video replay.
Well, they're going to bring out Liam Carroll.
Oh, now they're going to talk. What is this going to do? Of course, Liam's going to say he's safe.
We typically don't get this far in the process. Typically, we stop at the first step.
Well,
umpires
Carter,
convene.
This summer, I'm taking communication law.
Yes, it's a terrible class.
So this... is a conversation now between the Red Sox manager.
Here's the replay at first. Sorry to cut you off.
Oh, he's out.
I think he's out too.
But there's no video replay.
No.
You cannot. They will not look at it.
Can we maybe go one more time on the replay? One more time. Sorry to make the boys work in the room to our right. They're going to call him out. How about that? You never see the umpires convene. Obviously, no replay in single A. You never see the umpires get together and change the call in the field.
Well, and Liam's not going to throw a fit about it because I think he thinks it's the right call as well.
I just am surprised that they... I mean, I guess it's refreshing if you're an old-school baseball guy to see them do that.
I saw that once last year.
Yeah, you never see that happen. It honestly should happen more in college baseball, too.
Well, in college baseball,
you have the replay.
Yeah.
But after a certain point... with the amount of challenges you have, you see some guys get together and they never change anything.
First pitch to Nelly Taylor Jr. misses down to the dirt, and it's 1-0.
And a better way to put it is there is some stuff that is non-reviewable that umpires convene together.
Sure. So to reset it for you, 1-1 the score. Sox have scored here in the fifth to tie the game at 1. The 1-0. This is high with a fastball, 2-0. Runner off of second is Nizan Zanatello after his RBI double that scored Juan Montero. The Sox back-to-back knocks to start out the fifth.
There are now two gone. Runner in scoring position for Nelly Taylor. He swings, lifts it into the gap, right center field. This is blowing with the wind a little bit. Underneath it is Cade Kern, and the center fielder reels it in for out number three. But the Sox tally one, and in the fifth, we're tied at one. We go to the top of the sixth after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the sixth, 1-1 the score. We're knotted up between the Augusta Green Jackets and the Salem Red Sox. Augusta ready to go, 3-4-5 in the order. Will Verdung, Cam McGee, and Jeremy Celedonio set to face off against the Red Sox righty, Danny Kerwin, on the hill for his second frame of work. Righty on righty, first pitch. And Verdung eyes up a fastball at the top of the zone for a strike. Nothing in one. Will Verdung, a .233 hitter with one homer and 20 RBI on the season, the 0-1. Fastball called a strike, hitter half again. Nothing in two. He's walked and struck out so far today, but he is having a terrific week and month of June. He's hitting .328 this month and has an on-base percentage of .459. 0-2. He swings and rolls it. Foul left side. Nothing in two, it stays. And that's just another example, Carter, of a guy developing and really starting to kick it up a notch in the later portion of May and into the month of June. You've seen it on the Red Sox side of things. Nizan Zanatello, Miguel Blaise went through that. Marvin Alcantara is the picture-perfect example of it, hitting .323 in June and having a 6-for-15 week thus far. Will Verdung has been that for Augusta. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball down and away. 84-mile-an-hour slider. Wasn't even close to the zone. Danny Kerwin made him look silly for his third strikeout, one gone to the sixth.
And now you need the shutdown frame if you're Salem. For Augusta, they couldn't get that. You know, you get the run, Cade Kern, solo homer, and then Nizan Zanatello's RBI double. Well, if you're Augusta now, you need to kind of chip back at it, but Salem needs to hold him down here in the sixth.
First pitch to Cam McGee from the left side. He fights it foul. This trickles towards the Red Sox dugout, and it's nothing in one. Cam McGee so far today grounded out the right side of the infield. 4-3, and aboard with the fielder's choice in the first. Kerwin hurls, 0-1. Swing and a miss. Took him downstairs with a breaking ball. Nothing at two. He calls time, adjusts those batting gloves, and Danny Kerwin really starting to get into his groove now.
Yeah.
Staring down home plate, leans in, gathers at the hip, uncorks the 0-2. Breaking ball misses in the basement, and it's 1-2. Kerwin decked out in the mustache. Just has an aura to him, I think is the best way to put it.
Aura is a great term.
Pennsylvanian. The 1-2. Fastball rings him up on the outside corner. Strikeout number 4 for Danny Kerwin. And there's two gone in the sixth.
Big strikeout for Danny Kerwin. Continues to mow down these Augusta hitters. It's really been all or nothing, right? I mean, the home run, and then but now four strikeouts. Kind of who you need coming out of the bullpen now if you're Salem. Hold things down.
Jeremy Celedonio from the right side. First offering, he swings, lifts it way high into the air, left center field. Chasing underneath it, Stanley Tucker. He calls off U-10 and makes a head-high catch on the run for out number three. Danny Kerwin faces the minimum in the sixth, and we're tied at one. We go to the home half after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Native American and African American history, local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park, the Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
We're having fun on a Sunday afternoon here in Salem. Tied up at one, we head to the home half of the sixth. 5-6-7 due up for the Sox. It's Freely Encarnacion, Marvin Alcantara, and Nathaniel Uten. Giovanni Hader joined alongside Carter Hill with you. And Carter, Danny Kerwin comes in for the Sox out of the pen. And in his second inning of work, he faces the minimal up to four strikeouts. He's really dialing in.
Yeah, been really, really good for Salem. And now if you're the Red Sox offensively, I'm going to try and get maybe one or two here. Give yourself a little bit of a cushion. Take the lead for the first time today and set yourself up for success in the latter frames.
It starts with Encarnacion, first pitch, and he takes a fastball on the outer half for a strike. Nothing at one. New pitcher on the hill for the Augusta Green Jackets, coming in place of the starter, Cade Keeler. He hurls 0-1. It's swung on, lifted into the air, left field. Chasing in after it is Gonzalez. And instead was called off by Figueroa, the shortstop. And sliding into second, tagged out there is Encarnacion. So he had a single, a bloop single, down the left field line that dropped and then got too aggressive and was tagged out at second. What a weird play to start the sixth.
Very, very weird play. Surprised that ball fell. It's a tough play for... It's a really tough play for the shortstop, Figueroa.
Well, it should have been Gonzalez's ball.
And that's Gonzalez's call all the way, to call off the shortstop.
There's Alcantara from the right side. Fastball simmers down and away, 1-0.
But a nice recovery on the flip side, too, to throw out Fraley, who tries to catch him sleeping. I don't mind the read there, but tough one.
1-0 to Marv. Check swing. Found the zone anyways on a breaking ball. One ball, one strike for Marvin Alcantara. 0-for-2 today with a strikeout and a flyout. Here's the 1-1. He swings, chops it right back up the middle. Charging ahead, Figueroa. The shortstop gathers, fires to first. In time. Got him by a half of a step for out number two.
This play by Figueroa. Charging in. I think they got him.
I think they got him, too. Crowd does not agree with it. I'd love to see another look. Our crew listening to the room to our right. Regardless, there's two gone for Nathaniel Uten from the left side after no sign of any form of debate. Ready on lefty. First pitch to Uten. And a breaking ball finds the inner corner for a strike. Nothing at one. Well, the new pitcher, the 22-year-old righty, William Silva. A 1-win-loss record on the year. 2.7 earned run average as Uten calls time and adjusts those batting gloves. He's appeared in 16 games, so the sample size is not small.
has two saves to his name this year in 26 and two-thirds. 0-1 to U10. Fastball runs high and in, 1-1. 36 total strikeouts so far this year, Carter. You contrast that to just 9 walks. That's a pretty flawless ratio. U10 rockets one up the middle on the ground, gathered by Figueroa. The shortstop has it to first in time again for out number 3. Boy, Figueroa has been involved in every play in the 6th, and in his first inning of work, Silva faces the minimum despite giving off a leadoff bloop single. We head to the 7th, still tied at 1 in Salem. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the 7th on a Sunday in Salem. We're tied at 1 between the Augusta Green Jackets and your Salem Red Sox. Red Sox looking to win 5 out of 6 this week and looking to start 3-0 in the second half of 2024. They're looking to win their third ball game in a row on this Sunday afternoon. Noah Williams digs in from the left side. 6-7-8 due up for the Green Jackets. Danny Kerwin hurls the first pitch. It's chopped foul right side on a fastball. Nothing at 1. Kerwin now in his third inning of work for the Sox. Faced the minimal in the 6th. Had 2 strikeouts. Faced 4 in the 5th. 1 oopsie with a solo home run over the left field fence. Here's the 0-1. Fastball misses outside. And the count now 1-1. He has 4 strikeouts thus far through 2 innings of work. Brady with a long look in. Gathers at the holster and fires the 1-1. This is swung on, lifted into the air, straightaway center field. Turning is Tucker, and he makes a head-high catch on a jog in center. 1 gone.
Nice play by Stanley Tucker, having to adjust, twisting and turning, making the catch. Played a nice center field so far today, having to also deal with the wind out there. But a big first out here in the 7th.
From the right side, it's Harry Owen. So far today, he has walked and struck out looking. First pitch on the way to the righty. He swings and misses on a breaking ball. Top part of the zone, nothing at 1. Harry Owen, been in the mix a handful of times this week. Kind of that second string catcher, if you will, the 0-1. He lifts it foul right side, down 0-2. Jacob Godman is their day-to-day guy. Owen is kind of your every third-day cat. Last appearance was 2 nights back at a base hit. 1-for-4 when it was all said and done. 0-2, he swings, laces one into left field. This is down in front of U10 for a base knock. 1-out single off the barrel of Harry Owen. The Augusta Green Jackets are in business here in the top of 7.
Yeah, and if you're Augusta, you've got to start taking advantage of these opportunities. Got some traffic on the base pass today. Was just hit number 5, but you're early enough in the inning now. Bottom of the order, you need to kind of string together a couple base runners in a row and give yourselves a shot to strike and once again take the lead.
Linker Figueroa from the right side. First offering, swing and a miss on a fastball down and away. The count now, nothing at 1. Figueroa so far today popped out to short and struck out swinging. Gathers at the belt, looks behind his left shoulder to first, and brings home the 0-1. Fastball down and away in the basement. It's 1-1. Danny Kerwin, Dwayne glances over that left shoulder again. Kicks and delivers one, and a late time call with about 2 seconds left on the pitch clock. Kerwin was trying to get him to think about it, Carter. Figueroa called time.
Yeah, it's one of those, too, where it's like you're trying to avoid the pitch clock violation. I saw, by the way, too, I don't know if this is very out there. Oh, wait, look at the pitch in.
1-1 to Figueroa. This is downstairs with the fastball, 2-1.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where it's... Did you see last night in Colorado, the Nationals-Rockies game?
I was
actually watching live
you.
When this happened.
Were you really?
I was watching this live when this happened,
I was
yeah.
thinking about you when I saw it, the 2-1. Fisted to the netting, 2-2.
So the Nationals, granted, they were probably going to lose the game anyways. It was tied, bottom nine, bases were loaded.
Yeah.
3-2 pitch was coming. I forget who was on the bomb. Maybe Kyle Finnegan? And it would have been actually ball four anyways, but before the pitch, a pitch clock violation is called, and the game ends on that.
Slow roller left side, gobbled up by Encarnacion. Turn to two, fire to first. Not there. So they got the leading runner at second. The relay to first wasn't in time. There's two gone. Figueroa aboard with the fielder's choice. Yeah, it was such a crazy way to end a ball game.
You don't see that happen every day where it ends on a pitch clock violation.
You're and right, though. It did. The pitch missed because he did throw after.
Yes. It was 3-2. 3-2. Bases were loaded. Nobody out. And before the pitch could be tossed, there was a pitch clock violation, ball four. The Rockies win on a walk-off pitch clock violation walk. Kind of a little bit of an awkward walk-off celebration when that happens.
Yes.
But I was watching live when that happened, actually.
Pick off over to first. Montero slides in there safely.
Of course, down here in Virginia, we're still in the Washington, D.C. sports market. So you can watch any of those games on Masson locally. So I was listening to Bob Carpenter last night. 12:30 a.m. local time, only baseball game on.
Fastball misses down and in. The count now 2-0 for Gonzalez.
Check that it was them and the Angels Dodgers, but the Dodgers were winning like 7-1. So I wanted to see the Nats because I haven't seen them since they've started winning.
Pitch misses down and away. Throw down to second. Head first slide. And a stolen bag for Figueroa. Puts a runner in scoring position with two gone here in the seventh. That's big, and you got to avoid a walk here as well. Try and keep him off the board if you're Kerwin at a 1-1 ball game. Top of the seventh inning. Feels like it could be a turning point if you don't.
Absolutely.
2-0. This is outside. 3-0. Maybe you walk him here, though, just to avoid.
Well, yeah,
and it puts the double play in effect.
Although,
because now you don't want to give him a meeple.
Sure, although you do have the top of the order coming up in Cade Kerr.
3-0. And he dances him off the plate. Fastball down and in. He does walk. First and second with two gone.
Well, how about this for storybook? To an extent. Right. Isaiah Drake comes out of the game. Cade Kern comes in. And since coming into the ball game, 2-for-2, a double and a solo homer. I guess his lone run of the game is Juan Rivera is going to come out and have a chat. This spot in the order is a triple shy of the cycle. Not saying he's going to hit one in the gap for a triple here. The wind is really gusting. We're losing papers and everything. We're just not on our A game up here today.
I don't.
But Cade Kern, base hit here, could give the Green Jackets a 2-1 lead. And so this is a huge JB in this contest. It's just Kerwin on the bump. There's nobody loosening up in the Salem bullpen. So it's the right-hander's frame for now.
Back to baseball we go after a mound visit concludes. Brandon puts his mask back on behind home plate. Runners off of first and second. Two gone. Top of the seventh here in Salem. Kerwin in the stretch. First pitch to Cade Kern. He swings, rockets it high into the air, straightaway center field, staying in the yard. Stanley Tucker camps out and makes the catch for out number three. Kerwin works his way just a little bit in and right back out of a jam, and we stay tied at one as we head to the home half of the seventh in Salem. Listening to Red Sox baseball right here on MILB TV. Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Welcome back here for the home half of the seventh on MILB TV and MILB.com. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you as we're throwing out t-shirts to begin the home half of the seventh like we've done the last couple of weeks here in Salem. 1-1 your score. We're all tied up, and we got ourselves a great ball game to end this six-game set. The Sox looking to win their third in 3 days to start 3-0 in the second half of 2024. They're also looking to make it 5-6 against the Green Jackets this week in Salem. They got some work to do as Stanley Tucker digs in from the right side. First pitch, and a breaking ball misses downstairs. It's 1-0 to the eight-hole hitting center fielder. Goes 8-9-1 for the Sox. Tucker, Montero, and Hazan Zanatello at the top of the order. 1-0. Fastball drills the outside corner for a strike. 1-1.
What a perfect time to get going here in the bottom of the seventh. Tucker and Montero.
1-1. Fastball called a strike at the knees. 1-2.
And it just kind of feels like Stanley's due once again. And then Juan Montero has the two singles today.
Silva in his second inning of work. He deals 1-2. This is down and away. Went with a fastball again. The count evened up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Well, I'll tell you the inning that the Sox really kick it up a notch as of late, the last month or two at home, and it's the eighth.
Yeah.
2-2. Tucker misses downstairs. Count worked full at 3-2. Stanley's 0-2 today, a pop out and a strikeout. Payoff pitch. Did he go? Didn't matter. Breaking ball found the outside corner of the zone for a strikeout. There's one gone here in the seventh. First strikeout for Silva today.
Juan Montero now needs to get the party started. 2-for-2 before you go back to the top of the order.
Montero with a pair of singles today. Came around to score last time up. First pitch, a sizzling fastball in the outer half. 0-1. The 0-1. He skies it back to the netting. 0-2 for the 198 hitter. Good for about 2 to 3 games a week here for Salem. Plays a bit of first base. He'll catch about once or twice a week. The occasional DH. 0-2. Fastball runs high. 1-2. In there at first base defensively today is Montero. And this is the second or third time on a Sunday he's really turned it on. Likes those day games. 1-2. Breaking ball downstairs. 2-2. We saw him with a three-hit Sunday about a month ago here in Salem. Maybe he has a little more of that on tap here. He's 2-for-2 thus far. 2-2. Breaking ball misses just a hair high. 83 on the gun. Barely misses the zone. And the count full 3-2. One gone, nobody on. Bottom of the seventh. Payoff pitch. He swings, lifts it into the air, opposite way, right side. Underneath it, Williams chasing in. And the wind carried it. But he makes a hip-high catch for out number two.
Yeah, nice play by Noah Williams out there in right. It's a little bit. We've seen a couple of those kind of die out there right today. But now you get to the top. Design Zanatello. Two outs here in the bottom of the seventh. Need a little bit of a two-out rally here.
Well, these are the times that the eighth best prospect in the organization just seems to come through. Top of the order, Nizan Zanatello. In a first pitch, he turns away from a breaking ball that misses 1-0. RBI double earlier today in the fifth for Nizan. Two-run homer in the sixth yesterday. 1-0. He swings, laces one up the middle. One hopper into the mitt of McGee. He steps, fires to first in time for out number three. 4-3 if you're keeping it at home, and the Sox are sat down 1-2-3 in the seventh. We're tied at one going to the top of the eighth. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Tie ball game at one as we head to the top of the eighth here in Salem. New pitcher on the hill for the Sox, C.J. Wines, and ready to take you the rest of the way in this thriller on the play-by-play. Carter Hill. Carter?
Thank you, Mr. Giovanni Hader. Appreciate you there. Knotted up at one here in the top of the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Been another quieter day offensively between these two squads, and to your point, C.J. Wines now toes the rubber for the Red Sox, the former Western Kentucky Hilltopper, and Boston's sixth-round pick a season ago in 2023. Comes in at 0-1 on the season, a 4.74 ERA. This is appearance number 13, or 16, rather. 19 innings pitched, 26 strikeouts to overall, just 11 walks. Now, he did work on Thursday in the victory over Augusta, earned the save for Salem. That was his third of the year. 2-3-4 goes in the Augusta order. First pitch to Luis Sanchez as Wines will wind and fire. He swings and nubs it foul, first base side, and the count starts at 0-1. Sanchez 0-for-3, a strikeout, a flyout, and a bounce out. Salem looking to win 5-of-6 for the second time this season, doing it against the Green Jackets. 0-1 from the belt. In the dirt it goes, and it evens up the count at 1-1. The Red Sox winners on Tuesday. Augusta winners on Wednesday. Salem the wins Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Trying to start off the second half 3-0. 1-1. Misses low and in. Just below the knees, and it moves the count to 2-2. And it's one of those two where it's a big momentum swing for the Red Sox. Brooks Brandon looks a tad bit shaken up. Don't know if he got a piece of that calcified clay in his eye. And that may be exactly what it is, as yeah. Gustavo Garza will come out. Give him just a minute. But yeah, so key for Salem to win this game, to start 3-0, continue some momentum as the Fredericksburg Nationals come to town next week for a six-game set. 2-1. He swings, pops it up in the infield. Trailing in Marvin Alcantara. He's there and makes the catch to the left of the bag for out number one. One up, one down, and here's Will Verdun.
That's a good start here. What you're looking for.
Verdun is 0-for-2 with the walk. The Red Sox coming off of that 6-5 victory yesterday. Most of these throughout the week have been close. They've gone the way of the Salem Red Sox. First pitch, and he takes a strike. Outer half, right at the knees, and the count starts at nothing and one. Mentioned the week, it was 2-1 on Tuesday, 2-0 on Wednesday, 7-1 on Thursday. That's a little bit misleading. 0-1. He swings and cranks it. Left center field and deep. Moving back Stanley Tucker towards the track, and one hops against the wall. Around second for Dung. He'll stop right there, and he's got a one-out double here in the eighth.
Tell you what, that couldn't have been played any better by Tucker.
Absolutely.
Off the wall in left center. Stopped at the perfect spot. Actually, barehanded it off the wall. Caught it. Never hit the ground. And then threw it in and got it close to third.
And so not to cut you off, but Juan Montero kind of precluded Verdung from making an effort to go to third. So Winston Sawyer's going to come out and have a conversation with Derek Pacheco saying he should get third base. Here's the replay. Watch this. 8-8. Gets a little bump there from the side. So he's saying he should be awarded third on an interference call.
He absolutely has a case.
Well, one call has gone the way of Augusta today. Brooks Brannon reached on what was going to be an E6 that pulled the first baseman Will Verdung off the bag. The tag was at first mentioned as applied late, so it was going to go down as an E6. Winston Sawyer comes out, has a conversation. The umpires changed the call on the field. Obviously, no replay in the Carolina League. So one call has gone the way of the Green Jackets so far today. This may be a tricky one to overturn, but I can understand the argument from Sawyer and the Green Jackets.
Absolutely. Good eye on that one, Carter.
So nothing changes as he walks back to the first base dugout. And now all of a sudden, Verdung's at second as the go-ahead run. One down here in the top of the eighth, here's Cam McKee. From the left side, first pitch from Wine says he kicks and deals. And he takes a strike outside corner on the first pitch fastball, and it starts at nothing at Wine. 0-for-3 day for McKee. Fielder's choice, a strikeout, and a bounce out. That was back in the fourth. 8 hits on the day for Salem, 6 for Augusta. 0-1, Wines and fires. Just misses low and away. Evens up the count at 1-1. Went fastball, did Wines. Jeremy Celedonio's on deck. Middle of the order for Augusta, seeking to win game number 2 in this 6-game set. 1-1. Breaking ball in there for a strike inside court at the knees, and it moves the count to 1-2. The Red Sox took 4 of 6 from Augusta down in Augusta. They've won 4 of the first 5 this week. The Green Jackets looking to stop the bleeding and avoid moving to 0-3 in the second half of play. 1-2, and the righty deals. Just misses low and outside. Evens up the count at 2-2. Starting second baseman for Augusta. We saw a pop-up in the infield and a double in the frame. A base hit here could give the Green Jackets a 2-1 lead. 2-2. Breaking ball just misses low and outside. And the count runs full. First base is open. Not necessarily looking for a walk here. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Top of the eighth here in Salem, tied at 1 between the Red Sox and the Green Jackets. And the righty deals. Swinging a tipper foul, first base side. And McKee stays alive. The Red Sox, we mentioned it coming up, a 6-game set with the Fred Nats at home. The Green Jackets hit the road to face off against the Charleston River Dogs back at home for the first time in 2 weeks after being on the road for 6 in Lynchburg and 6 in Salem. 3-2. In the dirt it goes, and there's ball 4 and moving to third on the wild pitch for Dunn. Well, how about that? First and third, now one down, and Jeremy Celedonio with the opportunity of the day.
Got to find a way to keep him off the board here if you're the Sox, because last thing you want to do is play him from behind and down to your final 6 outs. Look at this. I don't know if we can get a shot of it, but we have a spectator in the crowd, a little off script.
My God.
Decked out in North Carolina Tar Heel gear. I mean, we're talking Carolina Blue Cap.
That guy should be at the Dean Dome right now.
We're talking Carolina Blue Jersey.
Michael Jordan jersey.
the uniform shorts, of course, Carolina
and the
Blue.
Shoes.
And the Jordan shoes, Carolina Blue.
First pitch, high and away it goes. I want to stop by Brooks. Count starts at 1-0.
My guy looks like he's ready to go to the Dean Dome. Sir, you were at a Salem Red Sox game.
One ball, no strikes off a third for Dung. McGee's at first. Basic could give Augusta the lead. And the righty deals. Runner off from first. It misses inside. And no throw down to second. And how about this? We got time called. Nope. What do we have here? We got batter's interference call. Okay, how about this? So McGee forced to go back. And I believe that's a strike. Going to be called against Celedonio. At least should be no pitch. And Winston Sawyer now is going to have a conversation with Gustavo Garza. He's been quiet all week while he's had to been active here in game six.
Yeah.
Saw the replay here on MILB TV. See it one more time. Interesting. Okay.
Okay. I guess he was in the way.
All right. First and third, one down. Here's the pitch, and he swings and misses. And the count now should be 2-1, and it is. Okay. All right. Two balls and a strike. So the pitch did count. Batter's interference was called. 2-1. And the righty deals. Swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes. Right through a fastball, and all of a sudden a strikeout would be massive for C.J. Wines.
And those claps that you heard were courtesy of our Carolina Blue faithful.
He's off a third, it. Verdung. McGee at first. Two balls, two strikes. He curls and unfurls. Runner off from first and misses high and in. And this time, he'll take second. A breaking ball and a good pitch to run on for Cam McGee. And now second and third. One down. Count runs
ball,
full.
High and in. Always a good pitch to run on. No true opportunity to throw through. And you take a risk if you do, too.
Infield comes in. 3-2. Wines and fires. He swings and cranks it high in the air to straightaway center. Moving back, Stanley Tucker should be deep enough. He makes the catch, tagging from third for Dung. He'll come in to score as McGee moves to third. It's an RBI sack fly off the bat of Celedonio, and Augusta has the 2-1 lead.
That's winning baseball right there, Carter. That's just good baseball, doing your job. Rocket it to center, and that win just helped it keep carrying. Tucker had to keep backing up.
Well, now all of a sudden the Sox trail by one. And now you need this out against Noah Williams. In a game where runs have come at a premium, a base hit here could give Augusta a 3-1 lead. First pitch from the belt. Misses, high and away on the fastball.
That could
one ball, no strikes, yes.
Yeah, he can't afford a wild pitch here either. Good stop by Brandon.
Harry Owens on deck. 8 hits on the day for Salem, 6 for Augusta. 1-0, he kicks and deals. And it just misses high and away, trimming the outer portion of the zone. Two balls, no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3. Two flyouts and a single. 2-0, high and tight fastball. Moves the count to 3-0. Off a third, Cam McGee. So far in the frame, a pop-up in the infield, a double, a walk, and a sack fly off the bat of Celedonio. Augusta 2, Salem 1. And the 3 out. And it's taken just outside for ball 4. So a 2 out walk, and just like that, now runners at the corners. And 2 down for Harry Owen, the catcher.
You got to get this elusive final out here, Carter.
1-for-2 day for Owen, as Brooks Brandon will come out and have a conversation with his right hander. Nobody warming up in the Salem bullpen. So it is C.J. Wines' inning for now. The Red Sox in the home half of the eighth will have 2-3-4 due up. Antonio Anderson, Brooks Brannon, Nellie Taylor Jr. A good threesome for Salem, but you got to keep this in a one-run game. Owens at 188. We mentioned does have that single his last time up. Comes through here. One of the hits of the week for the Augusta Green Jackets. First pitch. And Wines kicks and deals. Breaking ball high and inside. Count starts at 1-0. Augusta didn't score until the fifth. Cade Curran, a sacrifice, or rather a solo home run. Salem, RBI double off the bat of Nizan Zanatello in the home half. 1-0. Check swing on the breaking ball high and in. He did not go. And it's 2 balls and no strikes. And then, in the eighth, the sacrifice fly off the bat of Jeremy Celedonio. It's where we currently stand. 2-0, he winds and fires. He swings and crushes into left center. To his left, this is Nathaniel Uten. He's there and makes the catch on the run for out number 3. Well, the Sox will take it. C.J. Wines retires him for out number 3. But Augusta strikes to make it 2-1 as we head to the home half of the eighth. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 2-1, the Augusta Green Jackets on top of the Salem Red Sox here on this Sunday afternoon in Salem. 2-3-4 goes in the Red Sox order. Antonio Anderson, Brooks Brannan, and Nellie Taylor Jr. as the Red Sox look to erase a one-run deficit and get that back here in the eighth. Anderson steps in from the left side. He's 1-for-3 on the day. A single, a strikeout, and a flyout back in the fifth. Switch hitter from Atlanta. As time's going to be called, we'll wait things out for just a minute. As Gustavo Garza, our home plate umpire, will wipe off home plate. And we're all set and ready to go.
Can't ask for a better setup here as far as the spot in the order.
First pitch. And he takes a fastball high and inside for a ball. Count starts at 1-0. The righty Corona is the new pitcher for the Augusta Green Jackets as the Jackets go to the pen once again. 1-0. Breaking ball low and outside. Moves the count to 2-0. You look at it today, he's the third pitcher for Augusta. Right-hander Keeler got the start. Then Silva out of the pen. 2-0. In there for a strike inside corner of the knees. Moves the count to 2-1. And Silva, 2 innings of shutout ball, giving up just 1 hit. A strikeout, no walks, was very good for the Green Jackets. 2-1, misses hideaway on the fastball. 3 balls and a strike. And if you're Augusta and the right-hander Corona, who comes in with a 3-2 record, a 7.94 ERA, can't walk the leadoff hitter here. 3-1, he swings and grounds it foul, first base side. Count runs full. 15th appearance, does have a save, 22 1/3, innings pitched, 24 strikeouts to 15 walks. Now, those numbers combined between Augusta and High A Rome. 3-2, he swings, dribbles it right side, charging for Dung. He gloves, races to first, and steps on the bag for out number 1. So Anderson retired on the 3-on assisted, and here's Brooks Brannan, the catcher. Specifically in Augusta for Corona. This is appearance number 14. That's where the 7.29 ERA comes from. Only pitched in 1 game in High A Rome, and has spent the majority of his season for the Augusta Green Jackets. First pitch, and he swings and cranks it foul down the right field line. Count starts at 0-1. 22-year-old out of the Dominican Republic. Brooks, a 20-year-old out of just outside of Greensboro, North Carolina. Hawaiian, check swing on the breaking ball, and it's a called strike on the outside corner. Counts 0-2. 1-for-2 for Brooks. A single, a bounce out, and a walk. 0-2, the ready deals. Breaking ball low it away, and it moves the count to 1-2. Nellie Taylor Jr. waits in the on-deck circle. Just need a base runner if you're the Red Sox. 1-2. Breaking ball just misses low and away. Evens up the count at 2-2. Right now, the right-hander Silva is in line for the victory. Corona, should he be asked to record the final six outs, it's a safe situation. 2-2, wave and a miss. He got him, strike three. Went right back to it, out in front of a breaking ball, and there's two down. First strike it as well on the day for Corona. And here's Nellie Taylor Jr.
Got to get it going here if you're the Sox. Let's see if Nellie Taylor Jr. can start that spark. Two gone.
Taylor is 0-for-3 from the left side. First pitch from the back. Breaking ball misses low and outside. One ball, no strikes. Double play ball, pop up to short, and a fly out to straightaway center field. One ball, no strikes, and the righty will wind and fire. He swings, lines it right side. It's through for a base hit. Past the outstretched glove of McGee. Two out single off the bat of Nellie, and the Sox are set up here in the eighth.
Well, there's some. Tying run now on base for the Sox. They got a power hitter in the right side for Sox and Fraley, who's got two hits today.
Nellie hit
send one to the outfield. I mean, you could score a guy from first.
Absolutely. Nellie hit it just 76 off the bat, but it finds a hole. Here's Fraley. First pitch, a breaking ball that's nubbed foul first base side. Count starts at nothing and one. You mentioned the two hits. Singled through the right side. Singled off the foot of Cade Keeler. Also flew out down the left field line. 0-1 from the belt. And he swings and dribbles it up the middle. Corona on two hops will race to first and flip it there for out number three. So Encarnacion retired, and the Jackets wiggle in and out of a jam as we move to the ninth in Salem. 2-1, the Sox trail. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
To the ninth we go. We are at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 2 on the Augusta Green Jackets on top of the Salem Red Sox in game 6 of this 6-game set. Alongside Giovanni Hader, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Sunday afternoon. 8-9-1 it goes in the Augusta order. Laker Figueroa, Robert Gonzalez, and Cade Kern at the top for the Augusta Green Jackets. First pitch from C.J. Wines as he winds and fires. It's a first pitch strike on the outside corner with fastball, and it's nothing and one. Wines' second inning of work. a run so far in an inning pitched, a hit, two walks, no strikeouts. 0-1, kicks and deals. Breaking ball high and tight, evens up the count at 1-1. Jeremy Celedonio, sacrifice fly is what stands out so far today. Gave Augusta the 2-1 lead. It's where we currently stand. 1-1, one strike. He winds and fires, and he swings and pops it up foul, first base side. Moves the count to 1-2. Figueroa 0-3. Pop up in the infield, a fielder's choice, and a strikeout. The Red Sox tried to move to 3-0 in the second half of play in the Carolina League at 36-32. 1-2, he swings and pops it up in the infield. Right there, Marvin Alcantara on the edge of the grass makes the catch for out number one. One up, one down. Here's Robert Gonzalez. And also, Salem, a season high 4 games above 500 coming into today. Try to protect just that. Gonzalez is 0-2 with a walk. First pitch, and he takes a fastball high and away. Count starts at 1-0. Two up for Salem in the home half. Alcantara, Uten, Stanley Tucker. 1-1, no strikes. And he curls and unfurls. Wave and a miss. Evens up the count at 1-1. Nathaniel Cruz is warming up down the left field line in the Salem bullpen. If necessary, cannot tell if anybody's loosening up in the Augusta pen. 1-1. Breaking ball just misses the top of the zone. And the count's 2-1. The Red Sox have out-hit the Green Jackets today with 9. Augusta has 6, but they've taken advantage of some opportunities. 2-1. And he swings and tips it foul. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Cade Kern, the solo homer. And then Celedonio sacrifice fly. The Red Sox got their run in the fifth. Nizan Zinatello's RBI double. 2-2. Misses in the dirt, and the count runs full. Do not want to walk Gonzalez here if you're wise. Turn it back over to the top, and Cade Kern, a spot that has absolutely stifled you all afternoon long. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. And the righty deals. Misses low and in, and there's ball 4. 1 out walk to Gonzalez, and back to the top for Cade Kern, the center fielder.
Well, Carter, here's an update for you. Red Sox final in Cincinnati. They take 2-3 against the Reds, 7-4. Final score. Sox and Cincinnati each with 10 hits, and now Liam's coming out here.
Well, Liam was going to make a change, but the home plate umpire, Gustavo Garza, was pointing to second base, and Robert Gonzalez is going to get second base in this situation?
For what?
Well, we'll figure that out. Luckily, great time for a pitching change, as Liam was coming out to take the ball from C.J. Wise, and he'll exit as Nathaniel Cruz will toe the rubber. We'll figure it out. Step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
All right, so top of the ninth in Salem. Nathaniel Cruz now toes the rubber for the Red Sox. 2-1, the Sox trail. And Augusta with a runner apparently at second base with one gone here in the top of the ninth. As C.J. Wyatt's day is done. So, just to take you back, I don't know if we can get a replay somewhere. If anybody's listening next door, Robert Gonzalez worked a one-out walk. And immediately as Liam Carroll came out of the dugout, Gustavo Garza pointed him to second base. I don't quite frankly know, I hate to admit. I'm going through scenarios in my head how Gonzalez could end up at second base. But he's there. And Augusta is a runner in scoring position now for Cade Kern, the center fielder. The only thing I could possibly think of is it a mound visit issue today. That's the only thing I can think of. As here's Kern, first pitch, and he sees the first pitch fastball high and away. The count starts at 1-0.
I mean, Brooks has gone up there a
couple of times. He's gone up there
a
handful of times. Juan Rivera's gone twice.
It doesn't feel like anything crazy out of the norm.
But also, he was going to make a change. 1-0, he swings and strokes it out to straightaway center. To his right is Stanley Tucker, and he makes the catch for round number two. Kern retired, and here's Luis Sanchez, the third baseman.
Yeah, no opportunity to tag up. Shallow fly, so Gonzalez stays put at second. That's big for sure.
So we are all trying to figure out how Gonzalez is on second base. Nonetheless, he is, and here's Sanchez. He's 0 for 4. A base hit here could give Augusta a 3-1 lead. First pitch from Cruz as he kicks and deals. Misses high and away on the fastball, and the count starts at a ball and no strikes.
It's one of those where our viewers are probably like, well, guys, you're supposed to be the ones
oh,
with the
yes.
answer for
That's
us.
Why I hate to admit it.
And we just,
but
and
I just...
As much as we like to think we know about baseball, we're lost on this one.
1-0. Breaking ball misses low and away. Oh, two balls, no strikes.
Steve.
Well, here's Stephen Langford.
What you got? You want to say it?
So put
the headset on. Here's Stephen Langton, audio, video production manager.
I'll say it after this pitch.
All right, 2-0 Luis Sanchez. And he winds and fires. Breaking ball in there for strike inside corner, 2-1.
So the umpire is ruling that the ball was thrown out of play, and so the runner advances on the dead ball.
Really? Okay. I missed that, ball being thrown out of play. Okay.
We were just as confused as you guys were.
2-1, he swings and lifts it into straightaway center, moving in Stanley Tucker on the run, and it ends up being Antonio Anderson, who makes the catch for out number three. So to the home of the ninth, we go in Salem. Final cracks for the Red Sox as it goes 6-7-8 in the order. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball. Say hello, Steven. We're on camera on MILB.com and MILB TV. Home of the night there at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Final cracks at it for the Salem Red Sox as it goes 6-7-8 in the Red Sox order. The right-hander Corona back on the bump, trying to secure the save. Here's Marvin Alcantara from the right side. He's 0-3 today. First pitch from the bout as he winds and fires. And he swings and cranks it. Left center field. Moving back, Cade Kern on the run to the track, and he makes the leaping grab for out number one. That is clutch from Cade Kern. And there's one down here in the ninth.
Man, if that gets down, it's three.
Yeah.
If not more, actually. And heck of a play by Cade Kern. Remember, he did not start this ball game. Came in for Isaiah Drake. And that's one of those you just got to tip your cap. Mark took it for a ride.
Here's Nathaniel Utsen. One down here in the ninth. First pitch, he kicks and deals, and he waves and misses at a breaking ball in the dirt. Counts nothing and one.
Man, Carter, it went 389 feet. You hit that pretty much anywhere else, and it's leaving the yard.
Just on the edge of the track. Slight hop in the air and made the play for the out. 0-1. He swings and rips it. Straight away right, moving in Noah Williams. He comes on, dives, and he made the play for out number two. A defensive clinic for Augusta here in the ninth, and there's two down.
Wow. That is two outrageous robberies. That one even more so impressive than the one to straightaway center. Comes
shallow
in.
Shallow right. Ugh. All of a sudden, the Sox are down to their final out. Here's Stanley Tucker.
No bases loaded this time.
No, sir. Righty-on-righty matchup, first pitch. High inside it goes, and the count's 1-0. Well, if you're Corona, you owe Cade Kern and Noah Williams some dinner this evening because they both saved him, robbing two base hits. 1-0, he swings and tips it foul, third base side. Evens up the count at 1-1. To your point, that's a double, maybe a triple off the bat of Marvin Alcantara, depending on how it hits off against the wall. And at least a single off the bat of Nathaniel Utsen. 1-1. He winds and fires, and it's a breaking ball that just misses low and away. Moves the count to 2-1. Juan Montero's on deck. The Red Sox, if they win today, have won 5 of 6 for the second time this season. 2-1. And he takes it low and away. Counts 3-1. Montero on deck would serve as the winning run. The tying run is currently at the plate. Tucker's got a homer on the year. It was a grand slam. 3-1, the righty deals. And he takes it just inside for ball four. Well, there's some life. A two-out walk, and here's Juan Montero.
And he's got two hits today. 2-for-3. Came around to score in the fifth. And Montero delivery here at the 9-hole.
A victory for the Green Jackets. They avoid going to 0-3 in the second half of play in the Carolina League. And salvage the set. First pitch to Montero. Runner goes from first. It misses in the dirt. Throw to second will be not in time. Stanley Tucker stolen base, and the time runs in scoring position. Well, the Sox are aggressive today. Picked a good time to run. And now a base hit can tie this puppy up.
Huge right there. And you had speed on the pass. Remember, Juan Montero, first single-A homer, came last week on the road.
1-0. He swings, rips it down the left field line. It falls foul. And to the Salem bullpen.
Almost put it on a tee for you. Sorry, buddy.
Hey, it's all good. A little bit out in front of that one was Montero. And it evens up the count at 1-1. Off a second, Stanley Tucker. 1-1. And the righty deals. Misses low and away. 2-1. Nizan Zanatello on deck. Juan Montero, the winning run. Homer and 6 ribbies on the year. And the 2-1. He swings, grounds it left side. Figueroa collects at his hip, throws across the first, and there's out number 3.
Boy.
Well, that ends the ball game as Augusta wins it 2-1, and they win the Sunday finale to avoid losing 5 of 6.
Thought for a second it might eat him up there, the way it wasn't even really a bobble. He just gathered it at the belly.
Yeah.
And I thought for a second it might eat him up, but good play by Figueroa to end the game.
Well, that'll do it here from Salem as the Red Sox fall 2-1 here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. They still take 4-6, though, but the Sox do fall to 35-33, 2-1 in the second half of play in the Carolina League North. Augusta improves to 28-40 and 1-2 in the second half of play in the Carolina League North. Had a good one today in Salem, and the good news is we got 6 more coming up this week.
Yes,
only
sir.
Time this season the Sox are home back-to-back weeks with the Fredericksburg Nationals, the single-A affiliate of the Washington Nationals, coming to town on Tuesday. That is a 7 o'clock first pitch, so we'll be on the air at 6:40 for our pregame show to begin game 1 of 6 in that six-game series. Well, for everybody in the room, to our right, for Will Howe, Wild Bill, as we call him here in Salem.
Wild Bill.
For Stephen Langdon, our video production manager, who just cleared everything up for that play also that took place in the ninth. For my broadcast partner, Javon Heater, I'm Carter Hill. Signing off here from gorgeous Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia, where the Green Jackets win it 2-1 over the Salem Red Sox. For one final time, have a great afternoon, everybody, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem. And we'll see you next time.